Here is my Christmas request.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's a whole new week of the Drew and Mike Show, taking you up to the holidays. And we've got Mark and Brandon, and Jim Bentley's back.
Wow.
Yeah. I never left.
Where you been?
I don't know. Kate had me under lock and key.
Have you sold any cars yet?
Yeah, I sold one.
Really?
To a friend.
It didn't come from the podcast?
No, not yet.
It's pretty disappointing.
Not yet.
I'm mostly just, why doesn't this friend listen to the podcast?
Well, because he's Lebanese. I don't think he'd get it.
What?
If he gets buying a car from you, you ought to get it.
No, and I haven't talked to this guy in 3 years. It was great. He just said, oh, yeah, I need a car. Come on in.
He's a good friend.
Would you bump into him at the drugstore?
No. No, I wrote it on Facebook, and he just responded and said he needed a car. So,
what else can we get this guy to do?
Listen to the podcast.
Can we get him the Amazon portal and the donation bar?
Can he go to the store and shop?
Good point. I bet he buys stuff on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get on him for
what
that.
What did he get?
An Explorer, 2020 Explorer.
The new Explorers are sweet.
It's pretty awesome.
I do love them.
The Amazon portal, by the way, is available to you. It's most beneficial to us. If you use the Amazon portal, please do. At your leisure, or not at your leisure, always. And also, donation bar. And the Drew and Mike store is open. Yes, commerce, commerce, commerce. We're part of it, too, with the big holiday coming up. And the Lions...
Wow.
Another great fight today. They really fight hard.
They're playing hard for them.
Yeah. That's what happens when you buy in.
Yeah, it's a process, and the process is not about winning right now.
What
or
is
last
it?
Year.
It's about the process.
Oh, okay.
And they're winning the process, apparently.
The process usually involves tanking. Not tanking enough.
Well,
or maybe they are tanking and that they're even bad at tanking.
I heard Jeff Rieger was talking about this on 97.1. I went over to Dunkin' Donuts, and he said something that I was thinking, which is, does it seem like the Lions are putting guys that aren't hurt that bad and making them, you know, unavailable because they want to be able to blame injuries more?
Oh, wow.
Because the more guys you know, look at all the guys we had out. Oh, my God. No wonder we were 3-12-1.
And stories like Kerryon may come back, and then he's not.
Well, move over Bo Scarborough. We got Wes Hillis now, or Hills. No one even knows who
Hills.
He is. Wes Hills.
No, they were going,
whatever.
They were so excited about him on WGR. He had 10,
who's that dude?
10 carries for 21 yards.
And one excited. Of them was about 10 yards.
You just lost me. They were excited about
thought
Wes
he ran
Hills.
Hard.
Never heard of him.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because that's his job. He got
exactly.
A paycheck for doing that.
When does an NFL team not fight hard? I mean, they're playing football.
It's a guy who is like the ninth string running back. Of course he's going to fight hard because he wants a job on another team if the Lions don't.
Green, 16, sat, hot.
I really
That's
admire.
David Blau, who was fighting hard today. Very hard.
I really admire these post-game hosts because what an impossible job. How do you make anybody care about the team? Because who's mad at them? Because they suck. Why would you even be mad at this team anymore?
I think. Honestly.
That was before the pick six. He just had to get off the field really quick.
Titty farts. Titty farts. Dog wiener. Dog wiener. Dog wiener.
That audible.
Pubic man. Pubic man. Titty farts.
I didn't want him to win today. I just assumed they lost all the rest of the games.
Why?
Because they get a better draft pick.
So what? Why? You think they're going to do anything better if they have the second pick versus the sixth pick?
They could get another Ziggy Ansah.
Oh, please.
Or Ikeka Lama Francis.
No, what's the point in winning? What does another victory do for them?
Jim and I were talking about it when the Lions cut it to one possession. I said, I know this is dumb, but I'm really into it, and I want them to win.
I'm not upset if
they win. I'm not upset if they lost.
I can't get upset with them if they win, but a win doesn't. They're better off losing, getting a higher pick.
They'll probably win the last couple games.
I don't know. I'd rather see them win,
but they'll probably blow the draft pick anyway. Somehow, I don't know how to do it. But by the way, for those who are saying, "Well, Stafford's hurt and second string quarterback's hurt," the Steelers are 8-5.
Yeah, they
played
have a good team.
They played three quarterbacks. They started 0-3. Ben Roethlisberger, I think, played two games or one game.
I think it might have been one game. Yeah, it was early.
So without him, they're 8-3 or 8-4. Not bad. Facebook this week brought to you by GrowGreen MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with help from GrowGreen MI. They've got kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help you guide you. GrowGreen MI, M36 in Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. And the Hall Financial Hotline, we may have some exciting action on there as Star Wars opened.
Oh, it's opening. It hasn't opened yet.
Oh, it hasn't? Didn't open yet?
No.
No.
Oh, so these nerds are in line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're staying in line until, when is it open? This coming week?
This weekend, I believe. Come on, act like you're excited, man. Thrilled.
I think they're in line for a week, and I was reading that it's actually organized. There's a 47-year-old nerd, and it said they have Legos and board games, and they're watching movies in line.
Wait, do they not have internet access?
They're keeping up with The Mandalorian.
Well, they're watching movies, so they must have something.
Well, I need board games.
Whose number did you have, Brandon? Which guy?
I have actually, it looks like three different people. There's Xing Huang, who is a lawyer and from San Francisco. There's Eric Murillo, who I think he's a computer dude out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then Justin Nunez, who's a San Diego fashion photographer.
Okay, the guy in Vegas, I think, is the organizer. And I think he was in line for 42 days once.
Oh, okay. Wow, you got a lot of time, man.
People like that make me not want to catch up on stuff. I haven't seen like the last three or four of them.
Your loss.
I know, I just kind of want it to suck and get terrible reviews.
To be sweet.
And do $3 million in business.
$3 million. $3 million. Richard Jewell did better.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean like Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell?
Yeah, that was a shame. Why did that do so bad?
I don't know. Do people really care about that story?
Maybe not.
I really want to see it, though.
I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see it when it's on my TV.
It's on HBO and I bump into it, I'll watch it.
Here we are in December. Mortgage interest rates remain low as they've been at any point in the year. A lot of people feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save some money? The answer is no. Just not talked about so much because they've been low for so long. Hall Financial takes great care of the podcast listeners. If you want to refinance and save money for the next 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, then please do it. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. If you don't want to save money for the next 20 years, then don't. They also want you to have a stress-free holiday. That means lowering your mortgage payment now. I bet you didn't know that. And maybe even consolidating credit cards that have rising debts.
That was the last guy who refinanced, saved $500 a month.
Look how pumped he is.
Yeah, he moved out of his boyfriend Han's house.
And they're closing so fast, 17 of the last 22 ready to close in 10 days or less. That was as a week ago. So I don't know if that percentage is. Anyway, Hall Financial, click the link on our website, fill out the online form, they'll get back to you fast and start saving you money. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS, number 1467435. So, how about we dial up that nerd in Vegas?
I am the father.
Are they in line in Los Angeles?
Yeah, aren't they at, was it Grauman's Chinese?
Oh, that's right. I wish we could do a drive-by.
Oh, is anybody going to be out in L.A. soon?
I wish we could. Is this a prequel, a postquel? What is this?
It's number 9.
Number 9, the last one, Drew. It's very exciting.
It's not going to be the last one.
Yes, it is the last in line.
What's his name, Brandon?
His name is Eric.
Eric. Okay, Eric. It's perfect. Eric, doesn't Eric sound perfect?
Yes.
Hello?
Is this Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. Are you in the Star Wars line?
Yeah, what show is this?
The Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Eric!
Yeah. Hey, hold on, because there's so much noise here.
I know, it sounds like Nerdfest.
Are they Wookiees? What's making all the noise?
you call them Wookiees, I call them regular people, you know how it is. Hold on, I'm going to walk
going
over
with the
here.
Theme, but,
okay. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
So I can't say dirty words.
Yes,
so
you
I
can.
Gotta be
yeah,
like,
you can.
You can say whatever you would like.
I can say poopy and boobies. Okay.
Those are dirty words?
So what's up? What's going on, guys?
Eric, what's the longest you've stayed in line for a Star Wars movie?
Okay, I've been doing this sort of thing since 1999. In 1999, we stayed here for 42 days.
Wow. What, did you have a job then? I mean...
I had a, yes, I had a job, responsibilities, rent, you know, bills.
Wait, so you, did you use 5 years of vacation to do that?
But I kept, you know, I had an inflatable doll and I put it on my desk and they couldn't tell the difference.
No, but no, so, in all seriousness, like, what did you do that, how did you get that time off?
Okay, so how the system
like
worked
on The Bachelor.
You could come in and leave as you please, right?
What?
So there was always somebody here 24/7. And what you would do is you line up, you sign in, and then you'd leave, and we accumulate hours that way.
Wait.
You get all
not,
the glory.
But that's not being in line the whole time.
No, it's not being in line all the time, but it's being in line every time you're out of work or you're not home. Now, people, there's several people here that came here that stayed here the entire the wow. Number one person stayed here all 42 days. So it was a female.
Well, it seems
all,
like
she basically did not shower.
Did she have any kind of a life? Did she have kids, a job, college, anything?
She took time off of school and work, came here and lived for 42 days and was the first person in line.
Was she attractive in your opinion?
She was well, you know, when she bathed and she was cleaned
That's what I was going to get at. At what day did she become unattractive? Like, at what day would you not be interested?
It took about 72 hours for the beauty to go away, pretty much.
Now, the cool thing about the Star Wars line is you can see what a chick would look like if she was in jail for a while.
Oh, that's
exactly.
What
because,
I think.
But it doesn't matter, because once you're out here, anything looks pretty damn good, if you ask me, you know? So we were like, it didn't matter to us. No.
I'm just kind of I got the impression, I read a little bit about you, that that being in line is really the fun part. It's more fun than the movie itself.
There is more drama in line than there is in the movie. Kid you not.
What's happened?
For 20 years.
Let me in on the secret.
You pull people here from all walks of life, from all political spectrums, from all ages, and you make them live together for days and days and days. And what happens is just this. You know, people clash or people fall in love. We've had two marriages come out of this line.
Really? What?
We've had children that were born. There's
in
been
line?
Children that were in line. Yeah, they were conceived online. And you live together, and it changes you because you form a bond with these people. Sometimes some of these people don't get along, and it creates havoc. It creates chaos.
Tell me, Eric. Tell me what they what do people argue about? What's what becomes difficult?
Oh, I gotta guess. Can I guess?
Well. A lot of things are on a personal, I don't like you, the way you talk to me, or the way you carry yourself.
Oh.
As far as Star Wars arguments, they're not really, there's not much Star Wars arguments per se.
I bet you there's one. Is the Mandalorian good anymore?
For the most part, I think 99% of us like it.
Really? Still?
It ranges from it's not that bad to, hey, I like it.
I would go, it's not that bad. Is Baby Yoda a big topic of conversation in line?
Yes, there is talk of Baby Yoda. We all love Baby Yoda.
Really?
We
I don't know. I'm anti-Baby Yoda. I want him to go away.
You're anti? Yeah, well, you know, they're going with the lone wolf and cub thing with Mandalorian, and that's where the Baby Yoda angle comes from.
I think it's a show for children.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
It's not that bad. You know, that's sad that we're in a day and time in this era of Star Wars that we're saying it's not that bad.
There's too many Star Wars.
Yeah, is this the last one, Eric?
I think it is the last one. It is the last one. It kind of feels like the last one at this line. We're done this for 20 years. Some of us are burned out.
In other words, they're going to stop making because they're burning out the people standing in line for 42 days?
Well, we're not doing 42 days this time. We're doing 9 days. But we're burned out. A lot of us feel like this is the end of the Skywalker saga. We don't know what the future brings. I feel like Disney has flown this franchise right into the toilet. So I don't know if there's going to be any future movies.
Is there something you can gravitate to? Like, you know, Grateful Dead heads follow Fish around now, or is there something else, another franchise that looks exciting?
Not really. Not like this, because I got hooked onto this back in 77, you know, and it's been a part of my life for many years. I've been a, you know, very ardent fan. Now that it's about to end, it's like there's nothing really else that I want to jump on the way I did with Star Wars. Because this was something that I did as a kid.
You got hooked on it when you were 4?
I was hooked on it when I was 7.
7? Oh, I thought you were 47.
I am 47. Oh. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I got a weird story about how I watched Star Wars for the first time.
Okay.
And I did not watch it technically till I was around 7 or 8.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you said when it came out in 79.
When it came out in 77. Now, what happened was I was not born in the U.S.
What?
And
you're an illegal?
I'm an illegal. Don't say a
build
word.
The wall. Build the wall. Build the wall.
Well, we'll build a wall after this movie, then, and throw me over it. But until then, let me watch this film, get it over with. You know. But I didn't watch the film until 1980, right before Empire came out. And the night I saw it, it changed my life.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I could not. I was like, what am I going to do? This is changed my life.
What percentage of your life would you say is Star Wars? Like 30%, 40%?
Nowadays it's about 20.
See, back 20% of your life.
So,
yeah. Wow.
Let me guess, Eric. This is more of a chore than something fun to do anymore, right?
It's starting to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm one of the organizers here, so my concern is making sure everybody's safe, and then we're taking care of things. And we're running a charity event.
Oh.
It's not just us sitting in line. We're running a charity event for the Starlight Children's Organization, and we call attention to their cause, you know. So it's a bunch of things, a bunch of responsibilities. And I've been here 20 years. I want to finish it. I want to be done with it, and I don't want to quit the line. I want to do it to the end.
I'm picturing some serious. What's that noise?
Sounds like the Jawas are acting up.
No, these are every 20 minutes we got an announcement for the tour. All the tours here.
Oh, the tours come by.
The tourists, we have tourists all over the place. We have homeless people all over the place. We got to deal with them.
So do they ever yell at you like you're a bunch of nerds while you're standing in line?
The homeless people like to try to start fights with us. We had one like around 4 a.m. and we had to deal with that.
Wow, a homeless guy versus a Star Wars person in line. That seems like a good fight.
Yeah. How do you tell the difference?
Yeah. It's like, who's going to win? You know, tune in to find out. But
they both have hot diarrhea buckets.
They can fling their diarrhea at us. We have no defenses for that. But we have to. It's living in Hollywood. It's not necessarily that easy. It's extremely loud. They closed off Hollywood Boulevard for the premiere. So there's a giant tent right now on Hollywood Boulevard that they're getting ready for the premiere. And it's just the tourists and the homeless people and all that. It's just a lot of noise.
What's going to happen, Eric, when you lose 20% of your life when this is over? No more slumber parties?
I don't know. I'll probably fill it with porn.
With porn? Oh, okay.
Great answer.
Cause porn of
make it
Princess 40, Leia?
40% of your life instead of 20?
So that'll make it, what, 80% porn in my life? I don't know. I'm going to move on. I think Star Wars is... I don't know. To me, the magic is kind of gone. I don't feel like it's not what it
then
used to
why,
be.
Why are you in line for 7 days?
Because, well, again, I'm one of the organizers. Two, you're going in there with 130 of your best friends to go into the theater. I cannot watch this film without them. I have to go in there with them. They're my friends.
130
There's
of your
130
best friends?
People that signed up to log in to line up here. And when we all go in, it's amazing. It's all of us screaming. We're all together, and we're friends. We live together here, so I have to watch it with this group of people.
When you get in the theater, would you compare that to, for example, Neil Armstrong stepping on the moon for the first time?
Yeah. Well, we're screaming like that. This is the closest that I can get to what I felt in back in the late 70s and 80s when I saw Star Wars. When you were younger, you used to line up. And people would camp out. But when you went in the theater, the excitement was amazing. People were into it. They're screaming. That's the feeling I get when I go into the movie with these people. So I cannot watch this movie without them.
Wow. Even at the age of 47, that's powerful, too. 130 friends. Most people have like 3 or 4 good friends. You've got 130 at least.
130 people. We know each other with first name. We all. And the thing is, we don't see each other every day. So we reunite for the movies. And when we do, it's like, we, you know... No problem where we get along. Obviously, some of us don't. But yeah, for the most part, we all get along.
Eric, are there any noobs in line that, you know, are maybe acting up a little bit?
We've got 3 or 4 noobs. We've got a group of. We got a guy who watched us line up when he was 8 years old.
Really?
And now he's a member.
What a dork.
He saw us on television. He said, I want to be with this group, and he's here now.
Does he have any lightsabers or anything? I mean, is there a lot of that?
We got about, I'm looking at, let's see, 7 lightsabers that are on a stand right now.
That's great. Well, Eric, listen, enjoy the movie. We'll call you for a review afterwards.
Yeah,
how's that?
Great.
Yeah, definitely. All right, take care,
okay,
guys.
Okay, my man. Thank you. Good
thank
luck.
You. Bye-bye.
And there's Eric. Boy, he's going to lose a big chunk of life.
You know, I think we should call too. Do you remember Linley, who he talked to? Yeah. That was at the Star Wars movie when it broke.
Yeah, that she was up north somewhere.
Was she
in California?
She was in California.
She, California.
She worked for like American Idol and stuff like that.
Yeah, she was very cool.
She should be in line.
She may be. Maybe she's one of Eric's best friends.
Well, yeah, she was in that. She was. That was a line she was in, wasn't it?
No, I think she just went out the first day.
Yeah, remember
the theater, the screen broke, and there was almost a riot.
She was a cosplayer, so she would show up, wearing the outfits and stuff.
Nice. We have another interesting opportunity with the Hall Financial Hotline. Some people are saying we have Amanda Bynes' parents' phone number, which in and of itself is just ridiculous. Like, why would you want that phone number?
I know.
But apparently word is that Amanda Bynes has moved back home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She graduated from school, and
it sounded like she was wigging out a little bit, maybe.
Well, people.
Am I the only one that heard that?
She left a sober living facility, so everyone's
okay.
She's missing, and she's like, "I'm not missing. I'm living at my parents' house."
Well, let's call her and make sure she's home. Then, you want to dial her up, Brandon?
Yeah, I need that number. I don't have it.
Oh, there you go. You got it.
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, she's the starred ones.
You know when she was wacky.
Yeah,
she was hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah.
She was so funny.
Calling everybody ugly.
It was great. And she was taking some really pretty revealing photos and posting them on Instagram and Twitter. And she's kind of hot. I did not expect her to have a voluptuous body.
No, I know. She's very curvy.
How old is she? Well, she's in her 30s. 33.
What?
Wait. I thought that one was like 90%.
Pretty
is there more than one number?
Yeah, I got a couple, or Mark does.
I can't believe this Boston song. I didn't even think of this.
Oh, I didn't recognize it because I didn't hear the hook yet.
It's
now
so
I know
bad.
It.
It's great. It's so applicable for her. Oh, ouch. Oh,
these are Mark's.
No.
These are Jim's.
I was
call
Brandon.
Him, and Mark said don't call him?
Brandon's saying basically they're anyone's but mine.
And what happened with the parlays of the week, Maz and Patrick?
They both hit.
Really? Wait, isn't the Patriots game one of them?
Yeah. What was the final? They were up big last time I saw.
Right here.
Okay. Did Patrick's too?
Please leave your message for 8.
Amanda Bynes' parents.
Hi, this is Drew. I'm calling for Amanda. Mr. and Mrs. B, how you doing? You know, I'm cranking a little Boston here. Amanda!
Boston, Massachusetts.
Amanda! Okay, I just want to play that so you know that she should call back. A 248 number? Thank you.
See you!
To replay your message, press 1.
Yeah, all right, let's hear it.
Hi, this is Drew. I'm calling for Amanda. Mr. and Mrs. B, how you doing? I'm cranking a little Boston here.
Amanda!
Boston, Massachusetts?
Amanda!
Okay, I just want to play that so you know that she should call back. A 248 number? Thank you.
I don't know.
Very he'll call back. Keep an eye on the phone.
I'm glad everybody's winning doubling paychecks on MyBookie then. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. You could have bet on Patrick's parlay or Maz's parlay.
I was looking for Pat's parlay, and I don't remember what it was.
I can tell you.
Patriots won by 21.
Okay.
So they. Oh, man, there was a bad beat today in a game.
What? What happened?
Washington was down 4. I think getting 4.5 or 5.5
somewhere around
to
there.
The Eagles in the last play of the game was a fumble return for a touchdown to flip the line.
Patrick had Eagles minus 4.5, Broncos plus 9.
So he got that because of that play.
Ooh, Broncos plus 9. I don't know if they covered.
And Chargers plus 3.
They did. Broncos lost 23-3.
So Maz's parlay worked and Patrick's didn't?
Yeah, because he took the Buccaneers and the Patriots.
Parlay Patrick. Yeah. Losing some credibility. Oof. Defeated by Maz. We're going to have to rematch. Cause...
You get something for 2 out of 3, right?
No.
On a parlay?
No. On a parlay. I don't think so. Do you?
No.
No.
Bet on fantasy players. Bet on college basketball. You could have bet on that exciting Michigan game. I don't know what the line was. Or Oakland U and Michigan favored. State.
Yeah.
Were they favored now? Yeah, they were ranked 5th and Oregon was 10.
At home.
And, of course, NFL and bowl games are coming. MyBookie.ag. You play. You win. You get paid. The promo code is Drew. MyBookie.ag. Promo code Drew. And then, of course,
Drew.
I should mention our friends at Zod Ford, who made the big announcement that the hottest sales staff in Oakland County just got hotter because Jim Bentley's ready.
Oh, yeah.
And Wayne's younger.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
How's the training going, by the way?
Oh, it's great. It's a ton of fun. You know, I love sitting on the computer. And
here was his first day.
How was work today? Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We make a lot of money. Right. What client?
He was trying to get a loan.
I cannot tell you. It's confidential. Oh, come on. Why not? No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I forgot it ended that way.
That is something you would say. That is something you would say in a conversation like that.
I would, especially if I knew the person.
I think there's a storm coming. You may have some shoveling coming.
Oh,
did they reference the shoveling?
No, they didn't tell me that.
They didn't?
Did you do training
They're
for
still
it?
Not advertising that as a sales and shoveling job.
But I did hear some stories from some of the people that learned the hard way that shoveling was involved.
Yeah.
Wearing high heels. And
really?
Not realizing they had to shovel.
Zot Ford in Holly. Getting a new vehicle is supposed to be fast, fun, simple, and easy. And you can do that with Mr. Jim Bentley now. And they've still got the holiday trifecta, which destroyed Brandon's garbage locks of the week.
What?
Wow, that's a real shot.
Yeah, it does.
It's way more successful.
And we'll continue to do so through the end of the year. In case you've been living under a rock, Zot Ford's Lock of the Month, Part 1, 0% financing up to 72 months on your new Ford. Part 2, no payment on your Ford for 3 months. And then finally, Part 3, up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zot Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you lease or buy a new Ford. Call Anthony Ketchum and Jim Bentley.
I'm calling Anthony.
To call, yeah, I was going to say, why should they call Anthony?
Screw it. They shouldn't.
Jim's still in training.
Is he the training director? Are you not allowed to take credit for these?
No, I can take credit.
Call right now. Activate your lock trifecta at 248-215-5151. Again, the magical trifecta number, 248-215-5151. Hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zot Ford.
Okay, bye.
Stan! We got a boner line today, too.
We do.
Okay, let's... I heard that there's news on the ABNN, Antonio Brown News Network.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
If you're to sign this guy, you take on so much shit.
Yeah.
If he has been dropped by 3 teams in the last year and he can't stop himself, he's got 3 police cars at his house because he wouldn't let the baby mama in. He's got locked gates. He wouldn't let her in to get clothes for the kid or for one of the kids or all the kids. So the cops come to facilitate it. And first of all, he's saying, fuck the police, fuck the police. Then he sends his friend out. Who is this loser, by the way? Here, give him these clothes. Just gives him a stack of clothes.
That'd be a good idea. She'd end up pregnant again if she went in, probably.
Possibly.
Is the audio worth listening to or no?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, did he live stream it? Is that what it was?
Yes, he did, which is so stupid. Why would you do this?
They got this girl over here acting like she live with me, man. She probably get up out of here.
What?
Yo! Got the dicks out here. Got the dicks.
What's his voice so hoarse?
Yo!
Yelling at his baby
mama. I'm a police
mama.
Officer.
These girls be so broke, they trying to force themselves in, man. You can't force your way in, man.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
You can if you have stuff for your kid.
They trying to force their way in. Like, you can't force your way in on the goat.
You wouldn't want to help your kid out.
On the goat.
Got the police, man. Hollywood police ain't shit,
man. The goat of what? Getting cut?
Bro, fucking
social media.
What are they doing?
Bro, why live to like that off?
I know. Why? Why?
Why? Why?
The world. Outside,
go ahead.
This is not a good sign.
Go ahead, bro. Throw the clothes outside, bro. Go. Go, bro.
Okay, sends his buddy out with the clothes. I wish I could be your friend.
Hey, sir.
By the way, he makes the cops walk up to the house instead of walking the clothes down there.
She's gone at a gate. You're going to continue to bring her over here every day. This is your second day her here.
He doesn't want to do it either.
Yeah, she blocked at a gate.
And this is the first time I'm here. So
this is the second time these people was here, bro.
If you're the officer, don't you want to say, look, I don't want to be here either, so can you just be a normal human being?
I would think it's pretty obvious.
Answer her requests.
How could she leave with a car?
Did you see that? Pause it for a second.
No, bro, get the kids' clothes.
He's bitching because she's saying, I can't get the kids' clothes. I can't get in. He says, she's got my car! In other words, he's like OJ. He thinks exactly. That he bought the car and he's letting her use it, even though she had three of his fucking kids.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for it. I pay for everything around here, right?
Can you believe that shit? What an idiot.
I can't.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Come on, bro. Get him the fuck out of here. What you mean? Bro, get him the fuck out of here, bro. Hey, sir, what about the car she's driving? That's my car.
Listen, what you told me?
What you told me? Okay. Ain't no Demexis. She don't stay here. She blocked by the gate. You keep letting her in.
I'm
you keep bringing
saying.
Her in.
I'd just walk away if I was a cop.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You've just been juiced.
The challenge, niggas.
Shit.
Hey, listen. You white police got to stop doing that. You can't be letting the white police got to stop doing that.
White police.
You can't be letting.
Yeah.
Hey, like, listen. You white police got to stop doing that. You can't be letting these people just come in on my privacy. She don't supposed to be here. Fucking police don't help nobody, man. They're the fucking police. Fucking police, but it just don't help no fucking body.
Trying to help your baby mama and your kids.
Wow. Not.
What a cocksucker. Yeah. And you know, he tweeted out, no more white women 2020.
Good.
Oh, that's nice.
Good. No more white women for you.
Yeah,
and
sure
where are the white women at?
I'm sure that's really going to hurt white women to not be mixed up with him. Although, you know, there's women standing in line to be with this idiot.
Yeah.
So he also he tweeted out his baby mama's father. You came here Thanksgiving, stayed in hotel with her. You got her other two kids. Help her. Be her dad.
It's like, be your kid's dad, you dick.
He's tweeting at her dad. First of all, why is your dad on Twitter?
He might not be, Drew.
How does he think
said at somebody.
How does he think this helps him in any way? Like, what's going on in that head?
That's why you just wonder, what is going on with this guy? Is he on drugs?
Nuts.
I never considered that he was on drugs,
honestly.
He's
just nuts.
So, yeah, he had locked her out of the house, locked the gates. She responded, by the way, at one point to him because he tweeted out a text sequence, which he was not in. It was his baby mama and someone else talking, and they were joking about money. And AB wrote on the text, these hoes been lining. He means lying, but he spelled lying, L-I-E-N-I-N-G.
Well, that apology tweet,
he means they're lining up, I think.
Then he says, these hoes be discussing your funds.
Was
he talking about money? I guess. And then he videotapes the cops coming to his home.
He's home.
I mean, and puts it live on Instagram. And there was one other thing.
That girl's dad isn't very active on Twitter, so I don't know if he's really going to see it.
Mr. Kakiris?
He doesn't have much of a reach either.
Oh, God. Oh, she responded to his when he put that thing out there about these hoes been lining. She responded, I have photos of you that would end your life. Oh. I don't know what that means, but that kind of shut him. Kind of shut him down.
I don't want to see that photo.
She also responded to Antonio's fart. Here she is here.
You want me to fart? You want this big ass to shoot up air right at you? Yeah, you want that?
Sounds like his, doesn't it?
Yeah, smell that. Smell it.
I think that's similar.
Well, we might as well keep going in the same direction because Cardi B did something. I don't know if any chick has ever done this, honestly. First of all.
Oh, no, they do it, just not where.
No, not on, live on Instagram.
It's pretty funny.
So have we been on the air since she gave Offset $500,000?
No,
for
we have
birthday?
Not.
Okay.
No.
She gave him $500,000 in cash for his birthday, and Instagram lived it.
Because they went to a titty bar together, so yeah.
But if you had that kind of money, I wouldn't think you would Instagram live somebody. First of all, it says there's a shit ton of cash in your house.
Yeah.
And second of all, not real relatable, I wouldn't think.
No, but that's,
yeah, and we're
that's
going
how
out.
She made herself.
We're going out right now, and the cash will be here, so.
No, because they were taking it with them. They were on the titty bar.
Well, then come
probably
to the
with
titty
their
bar.
Security guards.
Yeah, and there was cash flying all over the titty bar, too, which is, I mean, whatever.
I think that's the kind of stuff she does that some people like, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was real popular, honestly. I read that there was a lot of divided comments. I think some people were a little annoyed. And there was a lot of, aren't you married to him? Why are you giving him money? His money is your money. Your money is his money.
Yeah, right.
Which, whatever.
I'm just saying.
I mean, people really need to be this involved in it.
I know.
But then, when did she have this new live Instagram post?
This was
not a post. It's live.
Yeah, it was Instagram Live. I want to say it was, it might have been last week, but I just totally did not pick up on it. I couldn't find it on her Instagram. I think it's one of those ones that goes away.
Story, yeah.
But somebody fortunately captured it because never in the history of the world has a woman done what this woman did live on Instagram. I don't think.
Come on. Gonna come out.
She's in the bathroom.
It's gonna come out.
What's gonna come out?
Hey, guys, so supposedly they missed a few on the show. I'm getting ready, though, but right now, I gotta take shit.
Sits down on the toilet.
I'm thinking she's kidding.
Push. Y'all hear that? Wait, hold on. There we go. Case y'all thought I was lying, because my stomach is really fucked up.
Not anymore.
Can you replay that, Brian?
Hold on.
It's echo.
Diarrhea?
Y'all hear that? Wait.
The bowl got splattered.
There we go. Case y'all thought I was lying, because my stomach is really fucked up. Y'all thought I was lying, trying to curb, be all that shit. Nah, bitch, my stomach is fucked up.
She said she hadn't gotten number two in 10 days, but today was D-Day.
My stomach messed up.
Okay. I can't listen to her voice anymore.
I don't
want
to get too graphic, but she's got clear water coming out of her butt.
For some reason, I think I like her more after she posted that.
She's real, man.
I wouldn't want to hear Kate doing that either, though, and she's my wife.
They had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
I don't think anyone wants to hear a woman take a shit.
No, I know.
It's
kind of groundbreaking, though.
I was hoping the next video was her having Offset come in to check it out.
Hey, the toilet's not working. Come check this out.
Oh, or she tells him he left a bag of pot in the bathroom, and then he walks in. Oh, God!
Gross.
It just sounded...
He said it came out so compact that it looked like a V8 can that was followed by what she referred to as 2 minutes of hot dog water.
Honestly, didn't it sound like it was very compact?
No, to me it sounded... like I said.
Push. Did y'all hear that? Wait, hold on. There we go.
What the hell? It's coming out of both ends. She's using the toilet and the tub. How about that?
Sounded like a gunshot.
Yes. That was the air in between a couple, so that, I think that.
She's got a powerful anus.
It detonated.
What?
Push.
That bowl is painted.
Y'all hear that? Wait, hold on.
There we go. Man. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Because my stomach is really fucked.
That's a power rectum.
Oh, God.
Imagine listening.
See how big it is. See how far it had to travel.
I don't think I could listen to that voice all day, every day.
No,
I
God,
could go
no.
crazy.
No. You know, it's funny when you watch the Instagram video, like, as that happened, you know how they can hit all those likes on the side?
Wait,
they just
on.
Shoot up as soon as
there
she
they
are all just takes off.
All right, yeah.
There we go.
Good for you. Good for you.
Wow.
Good job, Cardi.
Gross. I like you're better than Taylor Swift this weekend.
Taylor Swift?
That was the best female audio that I've heard from a person who wasn't a singer. You didn't see Taylor Swift's big speech, I think, on Thursday?
Oh, about... about her music being owned by
being named the artist of the decade. The whole thing, even aside from the whole Scooter Braun part, was really nauseating. Ugh.
I didn't get the idea that she got a great reception other than the people kissing her ass right in front of her.
She didn't. I don't think she got much of a response at all. We were watching some of it down here.
Quiet.
Every joke was falling flat because she's really playing the victim still. And it's like, well, take a look in the mirror, Taylor. You're doing just fine.
She's headlining Glastonbury.
Is she really?
Diana Ross, and Paul McCartney.
Glastonbury was cool, I thought.
I know. It's a pretty strange lineup, to be honest.
Is this a big anniversary, too, for them, I think? I feel like I could be wrong.
I'm not sure about that part. But I don't know how she's going to do it because I don't think she can sing her songs anyway. She'll be arrested. actually, you know what? I think the laws are different in the UK. I think she can sing her songs over there.
She just has to get out of the country right away after she finishes.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
But that speech she gave at the Billboard, whatever that thing was, is just, I don't know.
Well, why?
She's trying to be this ultimate victim.
The part that bothers me is she tells her Twitter, her Swifties or whatever these idiots are, you know what to do.
Oh, shut up.
You know how to feel because I told you. So now support me.
Yeah, no matter what the facts are.
Some people are saying holidays are time for caring, sharing gifts for the ones we love. Our friends and original studio sponsors at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If you like Jeeps, how about a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited all-wheel drive for $189 a month? Then there's the Mac Daddy of Jeeps. The 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. It's doing very well, too. And Luke Nowacki is there for you if maybe the holidays are time when you're thinking about money because of all that crazy debt you have. Going, how do we got two incomes and what's going on here? Why don't we have any money? Maybe sit down with somebody and make a plan, maybe adjust a 401k, maybe adjust or come up with a retirement plan, or maybe it's a 529 you're worried about, getting the kids through college. Luke Nowacki can help you with any of that and other things like wills and estates, and he can always point you in the right direction if he doesn't have the exact answer himself, and usually he does. 248-663-4748. Plan your future. You have to do it at some point. Don't wait too long, although most do. You can email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Slow down.
I am your father.
And why don't we take a ride on the boner line.
Ew.
We usually do it later in the show. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane. They now have three ways to shop for all your sex essentials, 35 store locations, loverslane.com, or the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop now. Get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. And what's on the boner line?
First time caller, long time boner.
Hello, cutie pie.
Hey, just calling to say I love the new segment you guys implemented into the show. Right at the start of the show, where Drew goes and takes a dump. I got an audio separated at
diarrhea.
First. Ed Smart and Andy Dick. And I think it's time we blow in a call to Andy and see how he's doing.
How do you cure being gay?
The short form of Richard is Dick.
You're talking about Cuba Gooding Jr., and it reminded me of a story. I ran into him at a bar. I forget why he was in Detroit a few months back, but he's pretty cool. I think he's bomb, but he told me a joke. He asked me if I knew the difference between a chickpea and a lentil, and I said no. And he said, I've never had a lentil on my face. So it all makes sense now.
Ah, good one.
How long you been waiting to crack out that gem?
You guys need to borrow a metal detector. My wife is buying my 10-year-old son one this year for Christmas. So if anybody needs to borrow one, I got one.
What a stupid present.
Hey, Drew, I just want to say thanks for not ruining the Ad Astra movie. We know the other folks on the podcast are infamous for ruining movies like Trudy, Sixth Sense, Brandon, Easy Rider, and Mark just couldn't keep the Irishman to himself, even though he said pause or fast forward. Maybe I don't want to do that, Mark. I want to listen to the whole show. So, Drew, thanks for not ruining Ad Astra so the rest of us can go and enjoy the beautiful Brad Pitt, who should not be with Liv Tyler.
Spoiler alert!
Drew, you were so off base with John Lennon Dimebag thing. Dimebag was way better, dude. That girl was the best. Fucking Beatles are terrible. Drew, I don't want to pull an okay boomer, but you're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. I believe John Lennon beat up one of his first wives, second wife. I don't remember which wife it was. McCartney got arrested for weed. Yeah, next time you start judging some 19-year-old SoundCloud rapper, don't forget that the Beatles have their own rap sheet.
Okay, so Juice WRLD had 70 pounds of weed on his private jet. The average joint contains 0.32 grams of weed, so he could have rolled 98,660 joints. So, Drew, you were correct. He could have invited an entire arena of people to his birthday party.
Oh, man. I'm so high right now. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. I've got a call. I've been a listener since the early 90s.
Go back to the 90s!
I'm very concerned that Mark has had a stroke or something. First, it was Tommy Calloway. Then
we corrected it.
Was Cowboy Carl. Now it's NKTOB. What is going on with him? I'm quite concerned.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
That fucking Marriage Story movie, what a piece of crap, guys. That thing's terrible.
I agree.
Yeah, I got a separated birth audio. Stan, when he says, okay, bye. And Napoleon, when he calls Pedro's house, but Pedro's not home.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I love that when he hangs up the phone.
I'm just saying.
It was great. Wait, is he comparing McCartney being busted for pot with Tekashi 6ix9ine, who faced life in prison if he didn't snitch on 5,000 people?
Yes.
Okay.
McCartney probably had a joint, right?
He had a half a pound. He got busted a few times. He liked his pot.
Yes. How many joints could you roll with a
0.3?
I like that he did the math.
George got busted, too.
Well, see these boy bands.
Ringo is an alcoholic, and John Lennon has a number of strikes against him. So, yeah, they're terrible. And Dimebag Darrell, obviously better than Lennon.
He's bad.
The record is very clear on that.
Can't you like them both? I like them both.
I know I wasn't trying to put the guy down. So, moving along. Let's see. We've got the boner line. We didn't have anything left on the Hall Financial Hotline, did we?
I mean, there's other stuff from the past, like Stan, if you want to call Stan. Never really.
Hey, Stan, you know, this is the only day we could probably call Stan.
Okay, bye.
It's up to you if you want to call him.
You know what I was thinking about calling, seriously? I was thinking about calling Rosie Fellhauer.
Uh-oh.
Because Harvey Weinstein was seen at Target without his walker.
I know. She believes he's faking it.
I mean, you got to love it when someone who's a really intense Christian woman and just always thinks the best of everyone, I think, well, for the most part,
really.
Wants to. Like Rosie Fellhauer sees Weinstein walking to court and says, oh, that's fake! Because he's got a walker.
He's a faker.
So should we inform her that...
We can.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's funny that she is all over that.
Well, I think it's hitting close to home right now because she has to use a walker right now.
Oh,
she fell.
Okay.
And the amazing thing about the walker she's been using is that no tennis balls.
No tennis balls on her walker. How does it work without the tennis balls?
Because you got to lift it up. She does not want to be using it, but it's a long story. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did you see Harvey gave a big interview, too, by the way, to the New York Post?
What did he say?
Because he doesn't want people to think that he's faking it, so he gave an interview and spent most of the interview.
And he's in the hospital. Picture in the hospital.
He's bragging. There you go. He's bragging about how much he's done for women in Hollywood.
Oh, what?
He so just doesn't get it.
Oh God. I don't even know why you want to print an interview like that, except it gets clicks. So.
Well, no, they rag on him for it. They point out everything. I mean, it's the Post.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth reading. I thought it was worth reading, but yeah. Do you have my mom's number?
I don't think I do. Let me check.
I do.
I do have your mom's number. I do.
It's on the bathroom wall. I was waiting for that. Music. Let's see. I got to find music for my mom first. Oh, I know what she likes. Hang on.
Christian Woman by Type O Negative.
It's not that.
No, I'm kidding.
Huge Beatles fan.
Oh.
I heard a lot of this growing up.
Wait, which? Oh.
By the way, no rush getting Harvey Weinstein tried for anything or convicting him of anything. Don't, you know, take your time.
Just let him enjoy his time out.
What's it been, 2 years now?
Has it been that long?
I think it's pretty close. It was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably around this time.
Meanwhile, the guy that slaps the reporter is being charged
immediately.
Actual battery.
Slapped her butt.
Hello?
Is this Rosie?
Yeah.
Hey, Rosie, it's the Drew and Mike Show.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good.
You're playing my
music. Mommy.
Hey, yeah. Hi, son.
Hi.
I don't think there's anyone else we would play Air Supply for when we call them, except for you, Rosie.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that.
Have you been following the show lately?
Actually, no. I usually do. You know that.
I know. Mark revealed that when Harvey Weinstein was it using his walker to get in and out of court, that you called him, you said he was faking!
Yes, I did.
Did you feel at all guilty about that, even remotely, like, oh, maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt?
No, absolutely not.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
And no, you look like an idiot just trying to get sympathy.
And I'm here to tell you that he was photographed in Target without his walker.
I heard that. My son told me that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Really following the story.
That's our Harvey news.
Yeah, he keeps me up on those kinds of things.
Oh, good. So were you delighted to hear that? To be verified?
Oh, no. I knew he was just a faker, and he's a jerk.
He is. He's more than a jerk.
Is that the harshest,
that's true.
Is that the harshest word you would use to describe him as jerk?
You know better than that, but I'm not going to do it on a podcast.
Did Rosie get into some colorful language when Harvey came up?
No, she's very passionate about, she's not a fan.
Okay.
Well, I've heard her use colorful language before. Not that bad though.
All right. Well, since you were pretty up to speed on that story, I'll ask you about this story. Did you see the runner in the marathon who spanked the girl's butt as she was reporting?
Yes.
Okay. He's been shamed worldwide. He apologized. She was on the CBS morning show and on and on and on. Over the weekend, he was charged with is it battery or
sexual battery?
Sexual battery.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think he was lying. I mean, that answer he gave that, he was just about to reach up to pat her in the back or something.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
Total bullshit.
Wow, I love Rosie just cuts through everything.
She's tough. She's a tough lady.
Yeah, I raised three boys in and now.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of BS in your time.
You're telling me.
The older two.
Since Mark keeps you up on everything,
yeah,
did he
tell you? It's tough being a single mom. You know?
Did he tell you about Cardi B, Mrs.
S? Jim.
No.
Okay, just making sure. Well, he'll tell you about that later.
Okay. Promise?
Promise.
I promise for him.
Boy.
Some things I'm afraid to ask him because I don't want to know the answer.
You don't.
Trust me. You can ask me.
There are a few things. Although growing up, he was always the one that would shock me. His brothers would even go, Mark, I can't believe you said that to Mom.
I didn't do anything bad, though.
Mark, you
never got in trouble.
Things.
Did I ever get in trouble?
No, I'm just saying you said things to me that I didn't expect to hear from my son.
Keep you on your toes.
Go home to your mom, darling.
What kind of things are we talking about here?
I have no idea.
Oh, stuff that he'd hear on the Drew Mike Show when he was supposed to listen.
Where was your mother?
That explains it. Did you know, I may have asked you this already, and I apologize if I did. Did you know that your other son was charging Mark for the stolen cable TV that when he split the wire?
Well, I didn't know it until afterwards because what had happened is they kept a secret from me. And then after the third month of Danny asking him to pay his monthly $10, then Mark came whining to me, Mom, Danny did this. And then that's when I went, what?
Snitches
he wasn't
get
even
stitches.
Supposed to have it.
What's the worst Christmas present you ever bought me?
For the TV?
I knew you were going to say that. How old was I, seventh grade or eighth grade?
No, I think you were a freshman.
Oh, well, that's not that bad. Yeah. TV for my bedroom.
Jeff was in Carthage College. He was in Wisconsin.
Before he had a TV? And,
well, I would never allow them TVs in their bedroom.
Yeah, things get a little looser with the last kid, don't they?
Well, that's true, too. But he was always such a good student, such a good kid. Aww. And then he was smart enough that at Christmas time, The only thing I want is a TV, Mom. Mm-hmm. So what do you do, you know?
Right. In other words, don't get me anything else. If you're not getting me a TV, just don't get me anything.
Don't get me anything. Exactly. That's the only thing I want.
That set me on a great path.
And that was my worst mistake, is letting him do that.
Yeah.
It set me on my path.
Yes, Mom. Do knows best.
Now, what about when you found out about the deal for the cable? Were you angrier at Dan for charging him $10, or did you feel that Mark should not have cable in his room? Or both?
Well, probably both, but more so Mark, or I mean more so Danny for doing that. But I also, years later, and you know Danny is now an attorney, but years later I found out all kinds of different contracts he wrote up that he made his brother sign.
I don't remember. Awesome. Like what? I don't remember.
I don't know. Oh, there was a couple other contracts he wrote up that he had you or Jeff sign, and then he'd sign a Dan Fellhauer Esquire. And he was only, what, he was probably in the 7th or 8th grade when he started doing that.
What did he want to be when he grew up, when he was a little kid?
Well, apparently an attorney.
No, didn't you ask him once when he was a little kid what he wanted to be, and he said God?
Well, that's my favorite story, Drew. He was only about 3 or 3 and a half, pure white blonde hair and big blue eyes. He was always asking me questions about God or the Catholic Church, or always had questions.
Oh,
and one day I looked at him and I said, Danny, do you think maybe you'd want to be a priest when you grow up? And he thought a minute, he looked at me, he goes, no, I think I want to be God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's very on brand for him.
And wouldn't you know, he would be charging his brother for cable in just a few years.
I know.
Did he refund you, Mark?
I don't think he did. That's,
I don't think he...
Boy, with interest, that's worth a lot.
You got a service. Yeah, you pay for it.
We should add up the interest on that. Rosie, thank you so much. We wanted to keep you up to speed on the Harvey Weinstein developments. And
always love talking to you guys.
All right, great talking to you.
I have a lot of catching up to do. It's just that I've been too busy.
Okay, say hi to Al.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I will do that. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Don't forget about Cardi B.
Bye.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Is there any chance she'll remember the Cardi B thing?
Oh, I'll tell her. I'll show her, actually.
I wish I was by her.
That's what she's talking about. I don't mind showing her. I mean, I didn't do it. It happened.
Will she be horrified?
No, I think she'll laugh.
Really?
She'll want to know who this person is, too, and...
Oh, she knows. Yeah.
I called her the other day, and she said hello, and then, what happened? Just, your father threw the phone at me.
What?
So I saw him on Friday. I said, what happened? He just said, the phone's for you, and threw the phone at my mom and hit her in the knee.
In the knee?
Dude, I said, Dan, maybe I wanted to talk to you. You don't know that.
Well, he didn't want to talk to you, clearly.
My mom said he's always doing that. He just throws the phone. He's like, yeah, it's Dan. He doesn't want to talk to us.
Did you guys happen to hear the story about the Bitcoin trader?
Yes.
Okay, this is a great story. If you were listening to the show, you probably wouldn't remember this, but this guy who ran this company called Quadriga CX or something, some crazy name. Anyway, it was a crypto company. They had 115,000 customers, and they were, I guess, banking their Bitcoin, or they had it in wallets, as they call them.
Well, you keep them, yeah.
And the guy that started the company, his name's Gerald Cotton. I don't know how old he was when he started, but he was...
And he is no longer with us.
He died at the age of 30 of Crohn's on his honeymoon in India.
Oh, wow. You ain't dead. Would not be a good place to have Crohn's.
No.
Just saying.
December 9th, 2018. Well, there's only one problem with him dying is that he was the only person with the password for the $137 million of Bitcoin that the company had. $137 million. See ya. So they had an auditor, Ernst & Young, and they started digging into it, and it took them months and months and months and months. They finally, I guess, figured out how to get into this wallet, and they found out that, he transferred it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also, this is interesting, this is why they want to exhume his body.
Oh.
Good, do
make
it.
Make sure he
Dig
didn't.
They don't think he's in the coffin.
It's crazy.
Now, the weird thing is, though, the wife, you figure, well, the wife's there by herself. I mean, she'd have to know, right?
Not necessarily.
It's a lot of money.
You mean
might not tell
know
their honeymoon.
If he's disappeared or faked his death?
She married him. They went on the honeymoon. And obviously this thing had to be planned in advance because he emptied the wallet out, I guess, a week and a half before the honeymoon.
So she's in on it.
And doesn't it sound too obvious that he went to India and has Crohn's and that's what...
In India...
Very, very creative.
It's funny you say that, Jim, because India, apparently... Now, how would anyone know this? But this is what I read, is it's very easy to get documents forged in India.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, he did. He actually had a will, though, before he died, and he left his wife $9 million, a yacht, which is apparently quite a yacht, a plane, a couple cars. So
maybe he's living on that yacht in international waters.
Could be. It's kind of weird, though, that he has $9 million. He's 30 years old, and he wants to steal another $128 million. Doesn't seem a little ridiculous.
I think it's more a crime of opportunity. You think he has my couple hundred dollars that one crypto exchange stole? Is he part of that?
Probably.
In that case, exhume that body immediately. I want my $200 back. Cotton.
That would be wild if this guy's alive.
I don't see how you can fake your death anymore. I just don't. You're going to pop up on a video camera somewhere. Where would he be?
I just wonder, how do you... You got to send a body back home because he's buried, I think, in Canada, isn't he? Is it Canada?
Is that where it is? I don't know.
Look it up on the Daily Mail. I think he's buried in Canada.
If he had all that money, couldn't he say, hey, here's $5 million. Pretend you're taking a body back or do something
give me a body.
He's in India. He could have just killed somebody. And
or just found one. Found a body.
I don't know. It doesn't look anything like him.
It's a thought-provoking story. How far in are we, Brandon?
1 hour.
1 hour, okay. Did you guys hear that the ball drop in Detroit is not happening for the second year in a row, which is really weird because the ball drop seems like either you're in or you're out. You either do it every year or you don't do it every year. What's this taking 2 years off?
I thought they dropped a D.
Well, it was a ball of some kind.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a ball. Yeah, they did. Why is it canceled? Have a D, too. Anyway, they said that due to logistics and scheduling, I'm like, what else is the ball being used for?
Reschedule, you sir, for rescheduling.
Just say the ball drop's over. Can we just cancel the ball drop? Why don't we blow up the ball on New Year's
Eve? Oh, that'd be cool.
I think it would, too.
I was looking forward to going to that. That would have been a lot of fun.
Who's scheduling? Are they talking about how no one will be there? Is that the scheduling they're talking about?
Maybe. I think there was a financial issue or two.
I mean, it's free. It'll be freezing out in downtown Detroit in the middle of the night.
Well, they've always made a big to-do over, and they got the ball dropping this year. And then you look and there's like, I don't know, 50 people and some little kids who were, and I think they had people ice skating near the ball or something dumb.
Did you know they moved the ball drop from Campus Martius to Beacon Park in 2017 for space issues?
Space issues.
Probably too few people and too big of a space.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
See the
picture?
They
need a smaller area to make it look like there were people there.
They claim 36,000 people attended the drop in 2016. There's no way.
I don't buy it.
There's no way.
I'm not buying that either. That's filling Comerica Park.
Well, maybe they did, and then next year there were 12,000, and they were expecting 4.
At Beacon.
It holds 22,000.
Anyway, I think they should just declare it over. And then also this Elmont story just will not go away. Yeah. Elmont and Denby,
there's nothing new, though.
I know there isn't, but they won't stop talking about it.
Big story in the paper. Clicks.
If you've been under a rock, Elmont and Denby played in the state semifinals. Elmont was winning 36-8 in the fourth quarter. Denby apparently started a lot of late hits, a lot of personal fouls, a lot of cheap shots, and there was just a lot of crap going on. They were pissed because they were getting beat. And so after, I think it was like 200 yards of penalties in the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, so they just said, the game's over. That's it. The Elmont players.
I'm going to get racial here. I'm going to get racial.
The Elmont players went to shake the Denby players' hands, and they wouldn't shake their hands. And then the Elmont players went to the locker room. And meanwhile, the band and Denby end up leaving at the same time, and the band claims that some Denby player shoved a band member. And
you are racist, Fred.
Started all big pile of crap, and it ended up with, there were videos, numerous phone videos of the Denby players. Look like they're going to run into the stands and beat the shit out of the fans.
They threw helmets.
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
They said the fans were spitting on them, but the only thing the video shows is a player spitting on a fan, and the fan spitting back on the player.
Yeah, how cool.
Which is... Always smart to spit back. But the story today, I'm like, what more is there to say about this?
There's nothing new in it.
I've never heard of something where two people or two sides so disagree about what happened.
Yeah.
And the...
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
The sheriff's office said they have seen nothing on videotape, nothing on any of these phone videos that would lead them to believe.
Five times.
No, they've said 500 times.
There's been no evidence for the Denby side.
That sure is a mystery.
They've asked to interview all the Denby players, and they get no response. Nobody is made available to them, no time set up, nothing. But they do have statements from 40 Denby players who swear that they were the victims of racial taunts and throwing garbage at them and throwing food at them and all this baloney. So, I don't know. It almost seems like the school, if the Denby people are making this up, it almost seems like the people who run the place are just backing them up.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
The superintendent's comments about that?
What did the superintendent say?
Well, he believed it.
He suggests that it all happened.
Yeah. But she wasn't there.
You know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, this reminds me of when the Covington story started. Okay. And there's all these reports. They're chanting, build the wall, and a Native American who's a Vietnam vet. And then you watch all the videos, and nobody's chanting, build the wall. I think that was the build the wall thing was the thing that really enraged people.
I was going to say, like, remember the Michael Brown thing when it first started and everybody was saying...
Oh, yeah. It's weird how those... I always felt
people sometimes want things to be true, and so they just are insistent that they are. You say it enough, and then it's true.
I used to have not an undying belief in the media to get it right, but I felt like generally the media would get it right, and I just don't always feel that way anymore. It seems like everyone has to be heard...
Well, it depends.
And there's social media added to it now.
I say, it depends who the media is.
But I mean the mainstream media, and I'm not saying everything's fake news, but they frequently will print something as someone said it on social media. Well, it used to be that you would actually vet what they said on social media. It wasn't enough just to say someone said something. It was a somewhat more rigorous process. But
nowadays it's so difficult. They don't just release one story. They don't get their facts straight and release it. They release a story. Then 6 hours later, there's another story. Then another. And who reads all that shit? You can't follow all that half the time.
It's sort of like when there's something live on television, like a shooting, a school shooting. And, they get a million things wrong, and then they finally get it right at the end. And it's sort of like the media operates that way in real time, too. It's like, used to be they would sort of wait for the facts, and then they would report them as they knew them. But it's we got this wrong, but we got it right now.
Nobody wants the news after the fact. They want it right now.
But then you have to follow it for the entire time. No one follows it for 4 days straight, every single story.
You're right.
Most people don't.
They don't, but they're not going to read it 4 days afterwards to see. Let's see how
it's all played out.
No, but
if they didn't know what happened at the beginning, if they waited, if the story didn't come out until 4 days after it happened.
Well, maybe people need to be a little more critical, too, in what they're reading or seeing instead of just jumping to conclusions.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of it does rely on the consumer.
Yeah, I just think there were certain outlets that you just thought would, you could just take things at face value. And it seems, I said this a few weeks ago, sometimes I really have trouble knowing what the truth is. You can have something that seems very finite to me. It's like, well, these people say this and these people say that, and I'm not sure what the fuck to believe.
Like what?
Because... Well, I can't think of an example off the top of my head, on these websites they say this, and these websites they say this, and the media says this, and there's six versions of the truth of everything.
The best one, the best comparison to Elmont Denby, the best comparison is Rudolph and Garrett, Miles Garrett, Mace Rudolph, because
it's a good one.
You have a guy.
Yeah, I don't know what the truth. I don't know the truth.
You have a guy who says a racial slur was the cause of him flipping out, and so he attacked, Mason Rudolph with the helmet, and he got in trouble for it, but he didn't tell anybody until a while.
But you know
later.
What the truth is? There's no evidence of that word being used.
So that's why I think it's similar.
But once he throws it out there, once the race card goes out, you can't put it back in the deck. It just lives.
But it doesn't have the power if there's no evidence behind it. No one believes it.
The power.
Yeah, it has a lot of power.
I don't think so.
As soon as people say it's race, it becomes a story.
I think people believe it's race.
Some people will.
They want it to be race.
Yeah, they want it to be.
Yeah. So some people are idiots. That opinion doesn't really matter.
A lot of people are idiots.
And I think that a lot of times people are
make it true though.
I think often too the what people are afraid to do is say that no, this is not race. This is fake. It's bullshit. This guy's lying. He's trying to weasel out of something.
And you're going to get pounded for saying that.
And said, yeah, you'll get pounded, and or you'll be called a racist too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, obviously you're racist, so that's why I said.
Once again, if everything's racist, then nothing is. So the more it gets used, the less power it has.
But that doesn't really do anybody any good, because then when it is,
do you think people
don't know
that it is? Do you think people are walking around thinking Mason Rudolph is racist?
Probably some people are.
Yeah, some people
in Cleveland, they
probably
are. Those
people probably thought that because of the incident anyway.
I don't agree with that. I think once he says that, there's certain people, if they're a Steelers fan. Wait, no, I mean a Browns fan.
That's even dumber.
Or maybe they're inclined to believe that that sort of thing happens a lot.
But
maybe thinks, well, he had to go crazy for something.
Yeah, why does it make it okay? So
well, we know what
if he said the word, it doesn't mean you can kill the person or go after.
We saw made him go crazy. Mason Rudolph grabbed his helmet first at the bottom of the pile.
But I still think it's, you know, to just say someone just, you know, throws out a racial taunt and when he didn't is outrageous. But there's no punishment for it because people do it all the time. So it's like not a big deal. It's like it's a handy, you know, the dog ate my homework.
Yeah. Well, don't you think, too, maybe this is racist to me, but could someone else on the field have said it?
Oh, what's going
to happen? Someone else?
And, possibly. I don't know.
He thought he said
it.
I
guess
that's
a hate crime, right?
I don't know. But see what a mess it is? I mean, once it's thrown out there, it's like, I don't know what to think. I really don't. You know, they said.
You really don't know what to think.
I don't think.
You really think it's possible.
I don't think he did, but I don't know. Because his teammates are saying, yeah, he was told not to say it, and I believe him. He wouldn't bullshit
There's
about
no
something like this.
There's no evidence that he said it. Period.
Period.
I don't think he said it. I don't think he did, but I don't know that.
Period.
I'm just saying, you know, because once that comes out, once he says, he said the N-word, then it's, you know, it's everywhere. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's sort of like when you're accused of rape and it's on page one and you're cleared and it's on page 19.
Yeah.
And actually, he's never been cleared. No one ever said, it's official, he didn't say it. Because that's not how it works.
Well, no, because I guess technically he could have whispered it into his ear or something.
Well, no, that's just,
what's the most logical conclusion?
The most logical conclusion to me is that he didn't say it.
Exactly.
Because there's no, I mean, they have microphones down there. You'd think you would hear it. But do we hear everything anybody says? I don't know. Why did the guy go so crazy?
Because Mason Rudolph grabbed his helmet at the bottom of the pile. You can see
it. Didn't
he
kick him a little bit, too, or something?
But, you know, people grab helmets all the time. It's not like it's that big a deal. I don't know. Does this guy go crazy very often?
Well, it's the end of the game, too. I mean, a very frustrating game.
I've just never seen anybody
don't
rip a helmet off and start swinging it at a guy. It was pretty
nuts.
Aberrant behavior. So, on the same subject, sort of, but not really, there's this 14-year-old who has head injuries because he was beaten by five kids on a school bus for previously wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh.
And
it's all on video,
they had the beatdown on. Man, that girl, who is that big girl, is beating the shit out of this guy. And he's kind of a schlubby 14-year-old. He's not, I would not say he's terribly athletic.
Is there any other reason
looking?
They would have beat him, or just for that?
You see, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
They said that he had been bullied before for wearing it. He didn't wear it anymore, but
that's the only reason?
Well, I don't know. It's five people beating him up.
Yeah. Sounds about right nowadays.
I just feel like there's going to be more to this story. Like, he did something
else. That's what we're just talking about. Let's come back in 4 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I don't know. His mother is trying to say that, hey, this five black kids beating up my white kid. It's a racial thing.
That's funny. I didn't even think of the race. Obviously, I knew the kid wearing that was white.
Well, I didn't think anything until I saw the video.
Jeez.
Watch this girl.
You can't hit a girl, dude.
Kick! Kick him! Kick her!
Whoa. Look at that girl, man.
And where did they learn that from? They're 14.
Yikes.
I don't know if that girl's 14. She's big.
Yikes.
Good God.
That's sad.
That was a beatdown.
Yeah, it was a hell of a beatdown.
Just because of a hat.
Yeah, he had been apparently, there had been some physical altercations a couple previously because he wore the hat. And you know what was really interesting was reading the comments underneath the story because a lot of people saying,
nobody knows.
Well, he had it coming.
Oh, no one has that. No one has that coming.
You wear that hat. You're a Nazi sympathizer.
Yep. Yep, you're racist.
Yeah, it's
sexist.
Crazy.
All of it.
I guess that's a hate crime, right? He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
That's the other way, Donald.
MAGA.
And then, well, speaking of politics, wasn't it convenient that Hunter Biden got his new wife pregnant?
Yeah, five kids.
So he pops up in the news again.
That guy has five kids from three women.
Jesus.
Could he make things any harder on his dad,
zero.
By the way?
And
he, I mean, he doesn't pay the other girl, refuses to take a DNA test, doesn't pay child support, then is found to be the father, and he still hasn't paid any, and now they got to get his finances, which is going to blow. I mean, who knows what they're going to find out from this guy's finances.
Is he going to get a vasectomy?
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, no at more the kids very least.
Those kids are...
Jesus.
Although he's made a lot of money, if he pays his child support, they'll be okay.
You know what?
Back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods.
You know what I wondered
pulling
is...
Pulling out.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
The good news is Joe Biden's going to be a grandfather again.
Oh, yeah.
So
good
that's exciting.
He's got tons, he's got tons of energy.
I bet he's so excited.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
I wonder, you know, Biden just disappeared in 2016. Do you think he was maybe it's like, I don't want this shit, all this pile of shit coming out? Because at the time, Biden would have run, Hunter was banging his brother's
Where's
wife.
Hunter!
He was banging his brother's widow.
Yeah, but there's a lot. I mean,
and he was working for Burisma.
I don't think he wanted to put up with all the shit inside the DNC because they wanted Hillary.
Well, I can't. I can't reach.
By
Joe
the
Biden's
way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
They're selling Where's Hunter T-shirts. By the way, now
are you serious?
Yes, $25
on WhiteHouse.gov.
I think they're selling. I heard they were selling him at Trump. Trump's rally. Biden's. Biden's niece just got busted, Caroline Biden, for stealing $110,000 in some kind of credit card fraud.
And family.
She also hit a cop in 2013.
She did.
I've never heard of Caroline Biden. I don't know who's.
No,
but it's the
a
same
brother's
last
daughter
name.
Or something. She's 29 years old.
Only 29?
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
Really?
Like, does she have a brother that's 50?
She's got a lot more stuff to do. Be hearing about her soon.
Yeah, she could be catching up to Hunter. You never know. And then Starbucks with another lovely incident. Starbucks, for some reason, why is it that Starbucks would be the place that would not serve police or would put pig on a coffee cup
or everywhere.
Would tell a cop to move because he's triggering someone? Why would three incidents happen at Starbucks?
Because they're everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just
McDonald's
people.
Is everywhere.
It's Starbucks telling them to do it, right? It's these idiots working there.
Yeah.
But what is there something about Starbucks? Because, I mean, Starbucks is, of course, they're everywhere, but so is Burger King, so is McDonald's, so are a lot of companies. It just seems really strange, and I haven't heard anything about them shutting down for a day over this.
Not yet.
It seems like maybe they ought to do something. I was watching my new favorite show on the ID channel. Which is not Cop Cam.
Shattered.
Shattered is good.
Yeah.
It's Body Cam. It's called Body Cam. And I gotta say, you see the wildest stuff on there. Just the wildest stuff.
Is it all cop body cams?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like cops on steroids.
Awesome.
It's kind of crazy. I sort of miss the funny cop stories.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Cops, you know, you get a real variety. This is all super intense stuff. Like this one story. Where these cops go to, this guy calls the police and says, my roommate, we got an argument and I shined he shined his laser in his face and he thinks he's burned or something. Oh. And it's like, what? So they get there and the guy's completely bullshitting. He just wants the cops to, it's weird. And then they talk to the roommate and the roommate says, no, I think he shined a mag light at me, but nothing happened to me. Meanwhile, they've got the guy outside, and he's completely uncooperative. He's a total asshole. And he's explained to the cop at one point, who asked him a question. He goes, well, I guess you're not listening to me. And he's like, okay, let's go downstairs. Come on. And the guy doesn't want to go downstairs. And he's just being so recalcitrant. So at one point, the cop says, get against the wall, and he won't do it, so helps him get against the wall, and the guy starts yelling out, assault, assault, rape, rape,
rape. Really?
Yeah,
rape.
And then the cop says something about, look, unless this is a domestic, unless you're a couple or something, he says, we are. It is a domestic. And they're like, oh. And they go up and talk to the guy upstairs, and they go, well, he told us about your relationship. And he goes, what do you mean our relationship? He goes, he said you're in a relationship. And he goes, no, we're not in a relationship. So he's just completely full of shit. So they just say, okay, he's going to work in 2 hours. You just go to your room and just stay there and just be quiet, and everything will be okay. So the guy's like, okay, whatever. Well, he calls back 2 hours later, and he says there's some new conflagration.
Oh, God.
So the cops go out there. And
what's going on, officer?
They knock on the door, and the guy opens the door, and he's talking to the cop, and then he says something about...
me again!
You know, I want to file a restraining order. And he slams the door. Just slams it shut on the cop. And he's like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's not how you file a restraining order.
I know. It's so weird. You know, if I can find the show, you should watch it because it was unbelievable. So they decide, okay, this guy is, something is really wrong with this guy. And I want to take him to the hospital or get him some help or something because he's calling the 911.
Over and over.
There's nothing going on, and he slammed the door in my face, and he's a complete asshole, too. So they try to get in the apartment. It's locked. So they break it. They break down the door, and they go for the bedroom, and as they're going to the bedroom, they're telling him to come out, and he's like, no, I'm not coming out. And so they start pushing the door, and he's got something blocking the door.
There you are. You're on the floor.
So they just start kicking the door in. And all of a sudden, this guy starts firing an assault weapon. Just firing this assault weapon through the door.
Jesus.
Hits one cop. Wait. Hits two cops, actually. One is actually... No, hits three cops. One can't even get out of the apartment because he's hit three times.
Wait a sec. This is a fairly recent story, isn't it?
I don't know how long ago it was, honestly.
This sounds really, really familiar.
Could it have been Standoff? Could that have been the name of the episode?
Standoff. Yeah, could have been.
The cop died, right? In the room?
No, I don't think the cop died.
Because there's another similar
story.
And
then two others were shot, and they were taken to the hospital. And meanwhile, all these people come, and they're trying to figure out what to do, and they realize that, he not only does he have a security camera outside the apartment so he can see who's coming up the stairs, he's got the cop's radio so he can hear everything they're talking about.
I think the officer died in that.
Oh, maybe they did. There were like three cops, maybe four cops shot, and I thought they all made it, but maybe I've watched so much body cam over the weekend I can't remember. I love this show. It's so good. But honestly, what's weird about the show, I'll finish the story first. So eventually they shoot the guy and kill him. But in the meantime, they approach up the stairs. He shoots through the wall. They're outside the one bedroom he's in. He starts shooting through that wall. I mean, this is just fucking crazy. He shot, I think it was 363 bullets.
Wow.
He hit a neighbor.
He had a ton of ammo
neighbor's wall.
Still left in his apartment, right?
It was,
a ton of guns.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a cachet. It was crazy.
Was he arrested before and wasn't supposed to have anything, too, or no?
I don't know about that. I just know that he was calling 911 for no reason, and it was so confusing, and he was such a dick. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the point I was going to make about body cam is that there's another one where they arrive at this guy's place. And the guy's got a gun in his hand. They're like, drop the gun. And there's three of them. And they're all pointing a gun at him. Mm-hmm. And he won't drop the gun. And they're like, drop the gun. And they keep yelling at him. It's like, what the fuck are we going to do? So the one guy says, anybody got a taser? And so the guy's getting a taser. And he's about to shoot the taser. And all of a sudden the guy just goes, boom! The guy just starts shooting when he shoots the taser. And, of course, then there's 500 shots. And they kill the guy. But he shot the cop in the chest. And that cop lived, I believe, but I've seen probably four or five standoffs just watching a whole series of body cams.
Is he on drugs?
He wanted to be killed by the cops.
Yeah.
Which I think I've seen three of those already just watching the show body cam. What amazes me is, I'm not kidding you, every time I'm watching this, I'm going, shoot him! Shoot that fucker! And there's another guy, he's coming to the cop with a knife, and the cop is backing him. He's going, drop the knife! I'm like, shoot the fucking guy! And I feel like they're overly restrained, if anything.
Yeah. And that's probably the majority of situations.
And I don't know if that's because of all these high-profile cases or if that's just, you know, these particular cops were being extra cautious. But this one with the taser, it's like the guy's standing 10 feet away. He's got a gun at his side. He's actually got it cocked and they won't shoot him because he's not doing anything, but he won't drop the gun. And then when, as soon as the guy starts to shoot the taser, he just goes, it's like this. Wham! He just, I mean, he's in a stance in no time shooting. And of course, they're almost, if not as quick, but he gets a shot off.
I want to see that from the body cam.
Yikes.
Anyway, I swear, I just feel so bad for cops. I mean, these guys, if you watch enough of these stories, I mean, you see what these guys are up against or what they can be up against at any moment in time.
I have to deal with an asshole like Antonio Brown.
Oh, I know. Isn't that disgusting?
Did you see the other cool cop body cam with Richard Grieco over the weekend?
I saw Richard Grieco's mugshot. I didn't.
Can you
didn't
we
watch
the body cam?
Oh, yeah. I want to see it.
Brandon, we pull it up. It's on TMZ.
Richard Grieco, of course, of 21 Jump Street.
Which I thought he would throw that out to the... Look, I played a cop on TV,
I'm undercover right now.
Yeah. Can you tell him in high school?
21 Jump Street, that's the show with Depp, right?
Yeah,
Depp and Richard Grieco were the stars.
They were officers undercover at a high school.
So how does one become, I mean, just... a shooting star, and the other one is just dead in the water.
That's the way it works, man. One's going to be a loser, the other's going to be a famous loser.
Isn't that weird?
Both alcoholics.
Both assholes.
How did Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox both get dead in the water?
Wilcox is good, doing okay. Remember, he did the documentary on...
Porn?
Yeah.
A porn doc?
No, but didn't he do a documentary on Star 80? What's his name?
Oh, Paul Schneider.
Paul Schneider, yeah.
My man.
Here's Greeks. He's at an airport, and they obviously called the police because he's hammered.
Okay, why don't you have a seat right over here?
No, what do they do?
Have a seat.
What do they do?
Come on, sir.
He looks good.
Oh, shit. I gotta go to make money.
He looks like Gene Simmons alcoholic.
He does look weird.
Why did you do this?
Here's your boarding pass for tomorrow.
Yeah. No, it's
Charles, did you see how pissed that lady was?
He just said, kiss my ass there.
Your identification, please, sir. Your identification, please.
I'm Richard Grieco. You guys know who I am.
How does that hurt? I'm Richard Grieco. You guys know who I am.
He almost dropped his wallet.
They're just pissed off or whatever.
How much you had to drink tonight?
Two.
Sorry, like beers or...
Isn't the answer always two?
Yes. Two bottles?
Cranberry vodka. You have to put yourself on a 1 to 10 scale.
Yes,
one being sober, 10 being you're about to black out. You're so drunk. What would you put yourself?
As far as like
being
sober,
drunk.
Blackout?
Like one being sober, like you're totally fine. 10 being you're about to black out. What would you say you are?
Totally be fine. It'd be 9.
You would be a 9 right now?
Yeah.
Totally being fine. I'd be a 9.
Well, I mean, are you talking about backing out?
Yeah.
10?
10 being you're so drunk you're about to pass out.
1.
You're a 1 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're slurring your words.
Yeah, but you're doing things that differentiating like 1 to 10.
Well, he thinks it should be 10 to 1.
You're being placed under arrest right now for public intoxication because you had way too much to drink.
He's Richard Grieco.
I mean, you're a bad person.
And he's undercover. He never breaks character. He stays undercover. Good for him.
Here's where it gets awkward.
Oh, yes, okay.
Really, I did nothing wrong.
Okay, I don't think you're a bad person.
Uh-oh, get ready.
You've had just too much to drink.
I was drunk like different guys.
I know.
I mean, with the God and stuff. I did nothing wrong. Everyone's good and shit tonight.
We're going to get you sobered up.
Do you have a shirt underneath that? Do you have the shirt underneath this? I need you to take that off for me.
Okay.
Wow, he's really crying.
All the people you have in L.A., are you kidding me?
Sir, relax.
This was the newest episode of Body Cam.
What? Yes.
It should be.
It's a celebrity body cam.
Celebrity body cam.
I saw this guy crying.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes,
sir.
Sir?
Yes.
Because I'm famous, they go, oh.
Oh, because I'm famous.
Me. Oh, that guy. You know.
What?
It's so...
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
That's why I don't go out. I just don't want to go out anymore. I just want to be alone with my dog.
Oh, that's sad.
Hey, sir, for me?
That's sad.
I just want to be alone with my dog.
Oh, I can cry. Crying takes the fat out of you.
It'll help us get you out of here.
It'll help you get you out of quicker.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
High flow, okay. Steady, not so hard, just a steady flow for me, okay? Hold, just sir?
Long, sounds like long, trying to get him to pee.
I've never done this.
Okay.
I've never done this.
Long, steady blow. Yep.
Come on, steady Greco, blow. Act like you've been there before.
A little bit harder. A little bit harder. There you go.
Look at his face.
That perfect.
Is he Gillespie?
Yes, sir. You did just perfect for me.
So, is that good?
You want mascara?
Was that good?
It's just detecting it right now. I don't know. It's just waiting for it to come out.
I have no
out.
Idea what...
I'm tell you that. Okay.
What's the name?
17-2.
117?
1-7-2.
Wait, 1-7-2? That's not too bad. You slur your words that bad at 0.172?
There's a slight separate birth there. He's like, tell them I didn't do anything wrong. You tell them.
He said that. Sounded
you like, tell yeah. them. And they were walking, and he was crying. He's like, I didn't do anything
you
wrong.
You tell them.
I cannot believe that Richard Greco actually pulled the, you know who I am. Richard Greco.
Just want to be alone with my
that was
dog. My
sad,
dog.
Yeah.
32 years ago, wasn't it? 87
yeah,
or so?
Yeah.
And he thinks everyone should know who he is?
What else was he in since then?
Great question. Did he do anything else?
Well, he did the reboot, didn't he?
He was in a cameo. Wait,
was he in there?
Was he in the... God, that was funny as hell. The movie was hilarious.
The thing that you don't see there is that he had Klonopin on him, too.
Yeah, boy.
There's nothing
but,
wrong
but
with
he said
that.
He takes it.
Probably prescribed.
He's a nervous flyer.
So. Well, you take Xanax, not Klonopin.
He didn't look too
what?
Good.
They don't give you Klonopin if you're a nervous flyer?
They give me Xanax, not Klonopin.
Klonopin heavy duty? I think.
No, I thought it was more time release.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a long flight.
yeah. He looked pretty rough there, didn't he? How old is Richard Greco?
54.
Hi, Richard.
I guess he looked older than 54.
Yeah, he just looks weary.
But that also
yeah.
that
he was bombed. I mean,
yeah, that's why that all started. They wouldn't let him board. Has he done anything else?
You know what? He did it. Dude, was he in a cameo in the movie? He had a,
yeah,
you know
22 Jump Street.
He had a cameo in a Jon Favreau movie. With Vince Vaughn. Didn't he have a cameo?
Maid? Was he in Maid?
Maybe or it was
Swingers.
It might have been Maid.
Dustin Diamond's
it wasn't
cameo.
Swingers.
I don't know. He's been in a ton of shit, and you don't know any of it.
a lot of straight to DVDs.
Yeah. TV movies, shorts.
Man, it's...
He played himself in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He did? I thought I saw every episode.
Yikes.
All it's right. really kind of grim when these people it's disappear. Sad. I mean, shouldn't Richard Greco, by rights, be on cameo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't cameo just maybe Richard
wait,
Greco?
Wait, maybe he is. We haven't even checked. True.
Let's check the latest cameos.
Okay.
Always trying to find out who's available for those shout-outs and birthday wishes and celebratory events, or if you just want to get a closer relationship with your favorite D-list star.
he was not in, on cameo.
What? He's not?
He was in A Night at the Roxbury as himself.
Oh, that's what it was.
Okay,
yes, he was. That's right, because didn't they used to talk about him?
I don't remember. I was looking at
I remember. He was in one of the, I think he was in one of the clubs or something.
Probably, yep. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Cameo's having a sale.
Oh, they are?
50% off.
He was a
hey, for Christmas?
I thought they set their own.
What a nice way to usher in the holiday season by the cameo family.
So I'm sure the people giving the cameo still get their full amount,
wondering.
And they're taking a hit probably.
Oh, you know what? They're on certain people, only people you don't want a cameo for.
Give me some of the 50% off people.
I don't know who these people are. Nicholas Brendan, Robert Macchio.
You know Santa.
Yeah, somebody who's pretending to be Santa.
Isn't it weird how many people?
Johnny Fairplay. Yeah. There's a name
Johnny
you know.
Johnny Fairplay.
25 bucks off.
Half
for
off.
Oh, Brett, want a cameo from him.
Brett Favre is
50% off.
25% off.
Oh, 25% off.
Hey, the situation.
The situation. You'd probably call mom the situation. So guess what, guys? Book me. We got a situation.
He is $400.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, Sitch.
Here's who the is going to pay him $400?
Anthony Michael Hall is 50% off.
What does he charge?
$200.
Ah, boy. Let's see this one.
Oh, Eric Roberts.
Pavel, hi. Eric Roberts here. I just want to thank you.
Yes,
your involvement with the American Academy of Hypnosis changed Arthur's life.
Is he
peace
slurring his words?
Out. Thank you.
13-second cameo.
Give me the next one.
Eric Roberts.
Next Eric Roberts one, please.
$50.
Danny White.
$50?
Danny White's 25%.
Bubba, Eric Roberts. John Bastille says you should take our breakdancing game.
He does sound like he's
so
slurring
good
his words a bit, doesn't he? Does he plug his son-in-law in every cameo, too?
Happy birthday, brother. No, hope you have many more.
Ooh, that's his move, his go-to move.
Yeah, he likes to blow the kiss like Versace. Yeah.
And he says peace out.
Adam Barda? Does everybody remember who Adam Barda is?
Who's, wait, who's Adam Barda?
The guy who did Too Damn Big with Jonah Falcon? He's 50% off for Christmas.
Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra is 25% off for Christmas.
Ooh. Lenny Dykstra.
Give his death, bro.
Andy Milonakis, remember that dude?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
25% off.
What is Andy
Mike Starr from Dumb and Dumber is 25% off.
Oh, well, there's Mike Starr news.
This Mike Starr.
Breaking Mike Starr news.
Not the bassist from Alice in Chains either.
True, there's Mike Starr news.
Breaking Mike Starr news.
So very, very excited.
If we had an MSNN.
News with Mort Krim.
Does anybody know who he is?
Yeah, he was the big lug in Dumb and Dumber.
He's the gas man.
Gas man.
Anyway, Christy Swanson. Who's Christy Swanson? She was Buffy.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay, Christy Swanson.
She was hot.
Danny Aiello died. Mm. I'm sorry. I like Danny Aiello. He's
great.
Good actor. He's in Do the Right Thing. Great
awesome.
Movie. Mm. Many, many good movies, Danny Aiello. So he dies at 86, and I was like, wow, Danny Aiello died? Danny Aiello's 86? What the fuck? I thought he was like, I would have thought he was like 70.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm thinking, God, I haven't seen him in a thing in years. 86, no wonder. Anyway, Christy Swanson posts a picture, and she says, such a lovely and beautiful soul, just a love, RIP Danny Aiello, we miss you, heart, hashtag Danny Aiello. And it's a picture of Christy Swanson with Mike Starr from Dumb and Dumber. She thinks she met Danny Aiello and got a selfie with
him. Yes.
And we know Mike Starr is clearly alive because he's available on Cameo.
I thought he died, they gave him the rat poison on accident.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
In Dumb and Dumber.
He's now down to 2250.
Holy shit. And Swanson's, oh my gosh, Swanson's a big Trump supporter.
Oh, is she?
So she deleted that, like, right away.
Why would any famous person want to come out and say, I'm a partisan for, well, Trump, of course, is the one you're going to get the most shit for, but I feel like anyone, you're going to get hate.
Is she just trying to get in the news? Like, aren't a lot of them kind of B-list or kind of has-beens?
I think maybe she's a big believer. She's a partisan. She hates everything he does.
She's a big supporter of the U.S. military and first responders, as evidenced by her Cameo bio. She's on Cameo. Maybe she met Mike Starr at a Cameo family reunion.
They're both on Cameo. Can we get her to send a Cameo to Mike Starr?
Hello, Lynn. Christy Swanson here. I understand from your family.
No, you don't.
That you are
no, you don't.
Big fan of the Hallmark movies, especially.
What a pussy this guy is!
And oh my God, what a
favorite
sap.
Is A Christmas Wish?
Yeah, it's a dude.
And I just want to say thank you.
I think so. All right, enough of that.
And I too am against lesbians kissing in the commercial. And I'm so glad the Hallmark Channel took it off.
I just want to wish.
Is she a slow reader?
One of my greatest fans, a happy birthday. I hope you have a great day.
Who's walking around going,
and I'm honored to know
I'm a huge Christy Swanson fan.
First crush.
Daniel Gomez II.
And thank you the incredible love and support watching my films over the years.
What films is she in?
I love it how they always make it about themselves.
I just want to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday.
No discount for her, the holidays for
you know,
Christmas.
Where did first of all,
oh, that's right. She was in Fearless Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
She's in the classroom scene.
Isn't it Big Daddy?
First of all, posting a picture with someone who just died and going, oh my God, look at me. I'm in a picture with this person that just died.
They're dead.
And they took a picture with me.
But I'm still alive.
If you don't put hashtag making it all about me, then I think you're an asshole.
That's what makes us so much better. She so had this coming.
I know.
First saying,
you're no longer with us.
He died.
And this is coming from a place. This is coming from someone who's done this.
Yeah,
I put a picture of myself out there when somebody died, and I didn't immediately realize how selfish and stupid it was.
No, if you post it and you don't say that, then you should at least say,
big movie star, you know what? He died.
Those are people who died.
Movie star, you know.
Christy Swanson was one of the first chicks I think I thought was super hot.
Really?
Back in the day.
She's
cute. She might have been...
Did she really have?
Andy King is 25% off. Andy King, the guy who offered to blow people in the Firefest documentary.
Is he getting a lot of cameos?
I don't know.
Maybe the gay community
is $125.
What?
Everyone's asking him to blow him, probably.
Let's see.
No, I will not do that.
Let's see what
he's a good sport about it.
Hey there, Team Net.
It's Andy King from the Fyre Festival wishing you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. I understand you guys have been working your butts off, and it's been a crazy year. And you know, I know what that's all about. Oh, yeah. The festival world ain't easy, and you never know what you're going to have to do. Yeah. Every day is a new
day. He got put on blast by Ja Rule. I don't know if you saw Ja Rule just dropped a new song about the Fyre Festival.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone care?
Stupid. Oh, I listened to the whole thing. It's terrible. But he's got a whole thing about Andy King in there.
Yeah, boy. Breaking news. When it was determined that Patrick's parlay didn't work out, I just texted parlay fail to him.
Oh, boy. five paragraphs of why he won.
He texts back. No. Patrick never fucks up. It's always somebody else.
That's great about him.
Yeah, the snowstorm fucked up the Broncos pick. As soon as I saw that, I knew it was in trouble. Eagles covering, the Chargers are down right now.
Well, some people check the weather report before they place a bet.
But that's why parlays are big payouts, because it's hard to string together three or four games. It seems like he does it every other time. I'm his first parlay fail.
I guess.
A lot of paychecks undoubled.
What happens when you put that on the line that early? I'm surprised he didn't say, I didn't bet on that one because of the snowstorm.
Fair Abraham is 25% off. Not only is she 25% off, but so is her father, Michael. Oh. You can now get him for $15.
Wait, a father of someone on MTV's Teen Mom is on Cameo?
Yeah, for
who would
bucks.
Want a Cameo? Can you play one?
This is Michael Abraham. How you doing?
Oh,
happy, happy birthday to you.
Is
happy,
birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Who the fuck is
happy,
Kathy?
Happy birthday. 29th birthday to you.
Who are you?
I wish you your very best. I want you to have a great birthday year going forward.
Saying birthday.
And let's see. We'd like to...
Michael!
Happy 38th birthday.
Sean and Molly said next time they around, they're going to do a Starbucks on them.
Oh, that's
them.
A great buy.
And again, I want to thank you for being a big fan. You've been wonderful.
And no one's a fan of you.
You're not even on that show,
You're
really.
A parent of someone who got knocked up.
At 16.
Is their whole family
so
on there?
You're a bad parent.
His daughter calls him Michael. And it's his daughter's Farrah, the worst kid ever.
It's your girl, Farrah Abraham, and I am inviting you to one of the best Christmas parties ever this season. Drew, Kyle, and Harry's Xmas Sweater Party, December 23rd in Fort Worth, Texas. There's going to be a cake, hard cider, and lots of food, and I'm going to have to stop by myself. Merry Christmas, and get your party on.
She is so not stopping by.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Legba, your puppies, and this is Blue. Blue says hi to
you.
You
killed Blue? She killed Blue 2 days ago.
And I don't know, haters are haters, but I love you and all your support. So, mwah, thank you so much, Drew. Have a great night.
I just called her the worst kid ever.
The other one, they have to have a show with her and Janelle, don't you think?
Oh, I would. Great. It wouldn't surprise
called
me.
Called Outcasts.
I think they're so sick of them. I think they feel like we bled every cent we could bear to bleed out of these bitches.
Yeah, there's more there.
Well, she got rid of David and Janelle, and then all of a sudden she's trying to.
She's the biggest bitch. Oh. She is the biggest bitch.
A good
until Farrah's on the screen.
Yes.
A tabloid story. Here's hand that to Drew. That's a good tabloid story about Janelle.
Oh boy.
The quotes in there are really good.
Poor him.
Janelle Evans ex David furious. Teen Mom left him with no money after split. Easton has been selling handmade products online.
Fuck, what has he done to deserve money?
He didn't have a job.
I know.
He was banned from the show. He got her kicked off the show. He destroyed her income.
Yes, it's all his fault. He shouldn't get money.
Oh, he's such an asshole. I never abused her. I only shot the fucking dog.
Because it nipped in my kid's face when I should have been paying attention.
When my two-year-old tried to kiss it on the lips, it nipped it.
And I sat there watching, doing nothing.
I know. I videotaped
exactly.
it rather than do anything.
Idiot.
After he claimed on Facebook that his account was shut down on Etsy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big website.
He turned to eBay to sell.
It's kind of cute that Drew doesn't know what Etsy is, isn't it, Jim?
I know. Yes.
What's Etsy? Very should cute. I know what
it's
Etsy is?
It's a very big website. Yeah, it's from homemade products and stuff.
What do you guys buy a lot of homemade shit?
We're married.
Yeah, exactly. The wives do it.
He turned to eBay to sell his handmade products. He is currently selling a coat rack made of railroad spike hooks and burned wood.
Well, that's a nice piece of shit.
For $150. A 12-inch railroad
spike. What a stupid present.
A 12-inch railroad spike knife for $177.
I bet you it's terrible.
A hand-forged railroad spike knife for $100 and a hand-forged railroad spike knife for $85.
Just went to an old railroad thing and just tore it up and turned it into $600 worth of
train.
Just, that crap?
Some train just derailed and killed 140 people so he could sell shit Etsy on Etsy.
It would be a good commercial for their product.
I've mostly kept off social media the past few days because I'm focused on making some big life decisions.
Oh, you've made a lot of good ones.
I've lived my life on camera since I was 17.
Is this her talking
like 15.
Or him?
Oh, it is her. I'm sorry.
Same voice.
And a lot of it hasn't been pretty, but it's been my life. Like anyone else, I want what's best for my kids, and I want to be happy. With time away from Teen Mom, I've started to look at my life differently, and I know I need to make changes, and I'm starting that now.
Slow down.
She needs to make changes because she wants to get back on Teen Mom.
I've got three babies by three different baby daddies, so that's a start.
Oh, what a fucking pile of shit these two people are.
There's another great cameo for sale.
Hello, Rachel. I heard that you are moving from New York to San Diego, CA. I wish you good luck with your road trip.
Is that a little
and move. By the way, congratulations on you moving. So young, you're still wild and free.
Right,
and thank you for
her.
Being
in front
my
of the same tree.
Fan, and you
like.
Are super,
Who's
super.
Who's a fan of her?
Who is this?
Hello, everybody. Since it is now the holiday season in December. Getting close to Christmas time, I am having a 24%
It's a really ugly kid. Goofy-looking kid.
Two terrible parents.
And thank you for all of your support.
We're also on Cameo.
Yes. And, we
just and a grandfather on Cameo.
So make sure to book.
Oh, it's Farrah's Brad.
For you, Carol.
Oh, she is bizarre.
Why is anyone buying a Cameo from her?
Shout out to all of you.
She's 25% off.
How about the fact that she costs more than her grandpa?
She costs more than Michael.
Is there mom on there? Who would buy that?
I haven't seen her yet. Oh, but I'm looking.
Deborah?
I just want to mention that Janelle Evans is also broke.
Oh, great.
Because she didn't know she was going to be cut off, so she didn't save any money. So they got to rehire her. She dumped David.
Fucking idiot.
These fucking
go to Etsy. Hey,
yeah.
Give David some credit for doing something.
He's trying.
Least. I mean, he could get a real job, but if he wants to keep making things.
Yeah, he destroyed derailed a train. He's working so hard.
that's a big deal.
How far in are we, Brandon?
145.
Oh, okay. Nolan Finley, headline today, do something about Greta Thunberg.
Do something.
So he's going to get
head out on her.
He may get some shit tomorrow, but I thought he made some very interesting points. He's talking about how Greta, insolently scolds policymakers for cheating children of their future. She's the voice of a generation that will wake up Christmas morning to gift boxes full of all the latest gadgets and phones that will be immediately plugged into an electrical grid powered by fossil fuels, which is very true. She demands action now to stop global warming in its tracks.
But to that point, isn't it maybe to get off the fossil fuels? Isn't that what she's talking about?
But using all these phones and gadgets
you got to create energy somehow.
She's eating stuff out of plastic containers.
No doubt.
I'll get to his general point, but she demands action now to stop global warming in its tracks, implying a giant switch can be thrown somewhere to shut down power plants, factories, autos, and planes, so the Earth can begin healing. Kids and adults both lap it up. But her contention that nothing is being done is nonsense. Across manufacturing, the process of making things greener. As are the products being made. And then he talks about global poverty and how it's at its lowest level ever, about 10%. And he says if they stopped a lot of these things, naturally, there would be more people not eating, starving to death. And he was saying that maybe she wants people to die of poverty to spare them the business
ship
of
food.
Being sizzled to death later by global warming.
Sizzled to death.
And the point is, she's blaming all the policymakers and all the companies who are doing things. And the fact is that people could also do things, like people could not spend 8 hours a day in front of their screens.
Yes.
They could not be sending pictures all over the internet, color photos. They could be driving less, flying less, but instead it's all the government's fault. It's all the corporation's fault.
You're failing us.
So, yeah, I think he'll probably get an interesting mailbag.
How dare you?
I'm sure it'll be more than one bag.
Did you like SNL's portrayal of her?
Yeah, I saw it at the beginning.
SNL was actually really funny. I thought that was a really good episode.
I thought it was okay.
The cold open was good. You didn't like it?
What was the cold open?
I liked it.
Three different families. The Trump family, the anti-Trump family, in quotes, and then the black family.
I thought the black family was really funny.
The whole thing was funny. And then they ended with Greta.
She looked like her, too.
Yeah, she did.
I thought that was really funny. I thought the Macy's ad was fucking hilarious.
Yes. Especially being a parent.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. It just went on and on and on and on.
It was like 2.5 minutes. It's not bad. I thought they could have cut a couple out, but for the most part, it was definitely...
I got it the first 45 seconds.
You're right.
Yeah, it was okay. You know what's funny about the three families is that, to me, seems like it was much more so about 2 years ago. I swear the people that I'm around or that I talk to, they're not sitting around talking about the impeachment. Like people are just... I think there's this huge glob of people in the middle.
The exhausted.
They're just kind of like, oh, God.
Or you're already on each side and you know where you lie. Nothing's going to change. It's the 80% exhausted majority that we've talked about.
Just like the other thing. I want to hear it at the end. I don't give a shit day to day. I want to hear what happens.
What it made me think about actually is, geez, our family, are we going to talk about any politics over Christmas? I hope not. I suspect that if anyone tries to, they'll be shut down really quickly.
Really? Good. Yeah. Good.
Because... You can't win an argument.
No.
Neither side can ever win an argument.
Not going to change someone's mind. I promise. Nope. No minds are getting changed over these discussions.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
There's some more audio we could play. There's one problem with it. It's the spontaneous call between Megan Rapinoe and Elizabeth Warren. Megan Rapinoe, actually Elizabeth Warren calls Megan to thank her for endorsing her.
What a shock.
Which is like, that's the most obvious endorsement ever. Did anyone not think that Megan Rapinoe would be for Elizabeth Warren?
Did anybody care who Megan Rapinoe was going for?
I doubt it.
No. No one gives a shit.
But the worst part of it is, I realized afterwards, like, why did that annoy me so much? And I realized, it's two people I don't like kissing each other's asses. And so, obviously, it's every word of it's hard.
It's fake.
It makes, and she called
Hello?
Her. Didn't,
Hello, Megan?
Hold on a second.
I'm going to get me.
You guessed it.
I called you by your first name. I'm sorry.
It's exactly
like how Megan backed up so you could see her in the camera.
We need you in this battle.
Of course.
Who posted this? Did Warren post it?
Obviously, because you can hear her.
They knew it was going to happen.
You can't hear Megan, but who cares?
Your campaign is doing, and I just think that it's amazing. It's big. It's bold. Like, I just don't think we can get to a better place by walking this mother in line. So,
boy, she's really enthusiastic.
Being involved with that.
We really believe in equity. We believe in racial equity. We believe in gender equity. We believe in everybody gets a chance in this country. We can build that kind of America.
People really have these conversations?
No.
Yes.
I love lesbians.
That's right. And you have shown
some. Pocahontas, that's another beauty.
I mean, it's just, what a remarkable year and what a remarkable week for you. You've just been named Sports Person of the Year. It's fabulous and well-deserved, because you get out there and you both lead your team on the field, but you also help lead America off the field.
Quiet.
I would love to
congratulate you
and be on the team, and help in any way that I can. So,
okay.
Well, we have a little saying on the national team that we like to say.
Yeah, whatever.
Proud to be on your team. Shut
up. Let's do it. All right, Megan, you and me.
LFG.
Join my team. Don't make me beg here, but I will do it.
This was Buttigieg to her.
Suck your dick.
Didn't work.
I will suck your dick. He said this to Rapinoe. I will do it. Just join my team. I'll suck your dick. You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something. Just point. something in the room and I'll fuck it for you. Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck. Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
I'm so sick of Rapino thinking she is so full of herself. She thinks she needs to put this out and have, this is going to be so big for her. Everyone cares what I think.
But you know what was really cool?
What a stupid present.
Yeah. When she gave all the speeches and she said fuck in every one of them, that was so cool.
Yes.
Oh my God, was that cool? She was out of control.
Oh. But yet someone else says it and they're an asshole for it.
Well, it's okay because she, well...
I'm surprised.
Exactly why it's okay. I'm
surprised
but...
Warren was ready for the call.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Hey!
A beer.
So phony.
Tommy Lee entering the political fray as well.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, cool.
And very, very creatively.
I know. And so unfunny, too. He thought he was being really funny.
He always thinks
well, his wife
funny.
Probably told him it was funny. It's probably her
idea. It's a bummer
idea.
When stars of certain areas think they're really funny, and people
yes.
actually laugh at them when they're huge stars. And then when they're not as big as stars, it's really not even worth laughing over.
Yeah.
Like Dennis Rodman, good example. Dennis Rodman thinks he's hysterical. How's his podcast doing, I wonder?
He hasn't done a new one.
Oh. What? He's
no.
not He's not on the rebound again? It's the dumbest show
the
ever. It's so stupid. Yeah, Tom, did he make an audio post?
I thought he just tweeted it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Instagrammed it.
Yeah, it's start out with you Trumpsters better pray liberals never gain control of the White House because we're going to pay you back so fucking hard for all this shit.
No, they won't. That's not on brand.
But all the liberals are excited he's saying that, too.
Yeah,
and he made a couple jokes that I didn't even write down. Pretty stupid. He said at the end, he said he was going to take a Trump.
Oh, good one.
So stupid.
I know.
Planned Parenthood on every corner. We're going to repaint Air Force One pussy hat pink and fly it over your beloved Bible Belt 6 days a week, tossing birth controls, condoms, and atheist literature from the cockpit. We're going to tax your mega churches so bad, Joel Osteen will need to get a job at Chick-fil-A to pay his light bill.
Joel Osteen at Chick-fil-A!
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, we're buying cult leaders torture with conversion therapy. Have fun with their new menu, you bigoted fucks. Try the McPence.
Good one.
Get ready for another one. Try the McPence. It's a boiled, unseasoned chicken breast that you have to eat in the closet with your mother.
That is so clever.
It's so stupid.
God.
Shut up, Tommy. Does anyone do the liberals go, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Tommy Lee. You get him.
No.
I think he had mixed responses to his post. We could actually read the comments.
He's so anti-Trump, and Kid Rock is so pro-Trump, and they could come together over their love of one woman, Pam Anderson.
You know, the interesting thing
both
is
both have something in common,
Pam
mean, Anderson.
That this dude used to buff Pamela Anderson.
What do you mean right? come together?
Well, just saying.
Tommy Lee, though, remember Tommy Lee couldn't let go of Pamela. Kid Rock seemed to move along pretty nicely for some reason.
Well, she was the mother of his children, Drew.
Yeah, he got hepatitis, yeah. And he had to run to the doctor.
That's why he hit her when she's holding the kid.
Exactly.
Because he cares so much about his
That's
kids.
That's how he learned to hit him.
Brandon.
My son. The
funny thing is, I think he cares more about his kids than AB. At least he would give him, give him clothes. And
he's estranged from Brandon, though. That's a sad thing.
Still,
I thought they made it up.
I listen to this song, it makes me cry.
Didn't you watch The Hills?
I love Brandon so much. I did, but they're estranged, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. I thought they made up, though.
Boy. It's got to be an encore on the coming tour, right?
Yeah!
This is one of those things I would have done if I was Tommy and been like, I shouldn't have done that. I just would have regretted this.
All artists do it. Brandon.
Love you too, Tommy.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
My son.
My son.
You run around and chase the clouds. That's pretty deep.
Wow, and he apparently didn't realize that Brandon would grow up to tell him that he's a drunk.
And knock him
needed
out.
Need to go to rehab and
since you put me down,
beat the shit out of him.
Since you knocked me out.
Brandon. Where's Chris Klein?
My son.
Since you put me down, baby, that for do that, do that,
so great.
Marie.
Scooby dooby doo bop. Scooby dooby 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 doo bop. Yeah, magic.
I love that chick really. Mina Savari. She mm-hmm. was digging him because mm-hmm. of that little singing performance.
Little ditty.
That little addition to the song that he made. I like Chris Klein.
He's all right.
I saw him in a stupid movie.
He's great in Just Friends. Is that him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's fantastic. Fantastic.
Wait,
in that movie.
Was it not Rusty? What was his?
Yeah, Rusty.
Was it Rusty?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Here he is.
Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
Hey, speaking of singing.
Oh, the lacrosse player.
Speaking of singing, did you watch the 2020 on Lou Pearlman?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything? Oh. I mean, there's some stuff in there I thought was pretty funny and pretty new. Like I said, because I remember we had the book and we interviewed the guy, the writer of the book, who was on 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But since that book came out, I didn't know that when he went to jail, Lou Pearlman wanted to make a reality show and find another band in jail called Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock.
And he had a choir.
You got to admit, he's a thinker. He's always
trying
to. He
never stops.
Like Elon Musk.
Green light thinking.
I love, and I'm not a big Chris Conley fan because he's on all these things. He just kind of Conley'd out. But when he talks about the part, how
Lou, where did he start? By the way,
MTV,
MTV, right?
Yeah. Entertainment.
Oh, he
reporting.
Was on yeah, MTV. Uh-huh. That's right.
I remember him from when I was a kid. But
where's Tabitha Soren?
She's living. She, you know, who she's married to, right? Or no?
We did talk about
Michael
this.
Lewis yeah. from who wrote Moneyball, Big Short.
Where's Kurt Loder?
Kurt Schroeder. Loder.
Kurt Loder's
Loder.
Is Kurt Loder? Is,
I feel like
they just decided he was
him.
A load and put him out to pasture.
But so Conley's talking, and they have that part where some people are talking about Lou Pearlman comparing himself to Berry Gordy in Motown.
In Motown. Like he was doing the same thing.
They actually had to bleep Chris Conley. Apparently that's where his line is because he's just like, that's bullshit. It's not even, it is bullshit. It's not even close.
I have to tell you, the most fascinating thing I think of all about Lou Pearlman is that he scammed everyone.
Yeah.
That ESA fund he had that all those people invested their life savings in that was completely fake. Mm-hmm. He borrowed all this money from banks based on these fake accounts. He paid these guys, they said the first $10 million that the Backstreet Boys made, they got $300,000 and he got the rest.
Yeah.
Well, he was the sixth member of the band.
He was the sixth member and the manager.
He's in a lot of bands. I didn't realize he was such a...
What a dick move to make another band while they're...
What I'm trying to figure out is, how could he not pay those investors back? How did he not have any money?
Greed. He just spent it all, I guess.
How could you spend that much money on what?
I don't know.
Blimps. Remember they accidentally... Blimps, yeah. Shredded the checks that first month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a lame excuse. Crazy. Well, you'll have the next one.
Oh, thank God. I thought maybe you didn't have my money or something. You just shredded the checks. Oh, I'm so relieved.
Accidentally shred a bunch of checks. Like, all of them.
Oh, that is just such a bummer when that happens.
You know, I didn't know that how they caught him either. It was some German tourist who happened to be in Bali.
Yeah.
They saw him. And then there's that picture of him. Which
yeah,
really
she took a picture of him eating a buffet at some resort, some swanky resort. Of course, this asshole's down to his last $10,000.
Hey, I know you. Ha-ha.
He's staying in a swanky resort. Two FBI guys to his right.
I was laughing because he had the napkin tucked into his shirt, and I was like, wow, people really do that? Like, I thought that was just a movie thing where you take the napkin and tuck it into your shirt, but Lou Pearlman did it.
Oh, my God, what a dick.
He's such an asshole.
It's a bummer for me that I knew pretty much all those songs.
Ugh,
like, I
know. I
had a phase. I still liked cool music, but I think I owned a couple of those CDs.
Backstreet Back. All right! Doesn't that piano sound like Captain and Tennille? Isn't it sort of?
Everybody.
What's a Captain and Tennille song? You Better Shop Around?
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
There it is. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus.
Backstreet. This song is intense. I think these guys tear up when they sing this song.
Oh my God, I would. All the money I lost. And it was funny, too, how you said it, Mark, how he's making up another band while Backstreet's on tour, and he's telling people, you can't tell Backstreet. I'm not part of this. Don't let him know.
song rocks, man.
Everybody.
This does. This rock.
Do your body right. Backstreet's back.
All right.
There's the Captain Tennille piano. That's got to be the captain on this. The captain's got to be on this.
He
Nobody
has a writing
can get
credit.
That sound.
Him and Max Martin have writing credits.
I always like this song. It's yeah. a little slower, but still pretty good.
Yeah, this is a good one.
We are
wah, wah, wah. Nice wah-wah guitar.
Pretty good.
We have...
I don't think he knows yet.
I think Johnny Guitar Watson's on this.
Desires, but do you remember this one?
Is that way? One backstreet boy is gay, but we don't want to be mean.
Yeah!
Since now he's a queen, don't ask, please, which backstreet boy is gay. Tell me who
ain't saying that it's AJ.
Tell me who
ain't saying that it's Howie. Tell me who.
I never wanna hear you say which backstreet boy is gay. Now I can see him, he's in women's clothes, but he don't need an IUD. Yes. He likes village people.
Inter-uterine
device. He's playing croquet.
No.
His dog is a Pekingese.
No! Stop it!
I would have said a Maltese.
On fire, his back perspires.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo-Box.
Is Murray Wilson on this?
He's always saying, ain't nothing but a buddy.
So am I gay?
Buddy.
Am I gay?
But a fruitcake. I never want to hear
he likes
say,
to see almost naked. That's cool,
say,
man. Whatever.
Which one of us is
I'm
gay?
Sure being
tell
gay.
Tell me who ain't saying that it's Brian.
Brian.
Tell me who ain't saying Nick or Kevin. Okay, we're okay.
Don't use bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
So this guy, Max Martin, wrote all the songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And some Taylor Swift songs?
So they could have taken any five good singers, basically.
Yes.
Well, if they could dance, then...
I'm glad you said that, because I was sitting there watching it, and they're talking about this magic Lou had to pick out the right person. And I'm sitting there going, really? Because I think when you get to that level...
It's the songs.
...of, like, the last 100 twinks that are out there trying out, you could probably pick any five of them.
No, that was his magic. It wasn't all about the singing. You can teach a singing and dancing. They need
It's the guy
charisma.
That wrote the songs.
That's right.
They have that it. They've got it.
And only Lou Pearlman could pick the it. No one else has ever been able to pick the it.
I don't know why. I just searched on A.J. McLean, because when they brought him up in that thing, it's like, and the incredible A.J. McLean said this. It's like...
The bad boy.
A.J. McLean. I know, the guy... He got, didn't he have a drug problem?
Yeah, I think he did.
And they were on the morning shows the next day. They had a fork going, oh, we support AJ and it's cool. And we just want him to get help and get better. It's a disease.
Gee, it is kind of cool. It's probably the coolest thing they did.
Nick would know.
So anyway, I saw him on there and I don't know why. I just Googled him. This picture of him. He's wearing a suit, except he has no shirt on underneath the suit.
Cool.
He's got this giant green blob, huge green blob on his chest.
Wear that outfit again.
And he thinks he is so hot in this picture. His pants are down far enough that you would almost think you could see some pubes.
Circa what? Like, when is this picture from?
picture.
Oh, wow, that's fairly,
that stupid
fairly
picture.
Recent. Yeah.
I think it's a blob. It's not even colored in or shaded.
That might have been when he was...
How ridiculous is that picture?
Oh,
is that from when he was promoting the album Naked?
Oh my God.
Apparently is the name of his album.
He is guilty of thinking he's hot, and he's not.
Beard and
hair. Looks ridiculous.
No one wears clothes like that.
I know. What are you doing? You're not a teen heartthrob, you dope.
I liked how what's his name, gave him all the clothes, and they were just on a red, like, put some of these on. Oh, they had no all oversized clothes.
Yeah. That was NSYNC, right?
Yeah, that was NSYNC.
I think Timberlake terrible. As a 14-year-old twink was like, oh, God, what a twerp.
I got it at top, man, yet it screams bottom.
Did you see
that
the
other? That was a good 2 hours, though.
It was. No, it was a good show.
Did you see the other true crime that night?
Dateline?
Yeah.
What was the story?
About that.
Oh, the Peeping Tom?
Yeah, the Peeping Tom.
Oh.
Yeah,
people are saying he's separate at birth with...
Yeah. Well, hold on. See
who?
If he knows. Let me show him a picture.
But the guy's a Peeping Tom, and his girlfriend disappears. Now, I don't want to complain about the deceased's family, but that 2 hours, they could have gotten rid of the first hour where they just talked to the young daughter about her relationship with the guy in the wedding.
Yes.
They spent about 45 minutes talking to the youngest daughter about this got their relationship and the guy. They could have cut that whole hour out.
45 minutes.
But anyways, the girl goes missing after their...
She did bang his cousin, though.
Yeah, but they were divorced.
It wasn't cool. I know, but
they were divorced.
She was
some people fired up,
and she was walking around going, "Oh yeah, he's got a disease. It's called voyeurism, which isn't a disease."
I know.
Talking about, so she goes missing, but they can never really charge this guy.
Years, decades, he was doing this.
He had 153 cassettes of him filming himself.
Oh.
In some cases, breaking into hotel rooms, pulling the covers off a woman, and like rubbing her tits.
Yeah.
Kate was in Vegas around that time.
At the same time, with three other girls.
Yes, ooh. And I was telling her, that was you in that room. Like, your friend was the blonde.
That's a reassuring husband.
Question about that.
And lots of upskirt action.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to. Yeah, that's over in the upskirt section. I know, his whole life is a mess. He's a drunk at a liquor store. That's all he said he did. But yet, those fucking video cassettes were organized perfectly.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, question about
the
that.
Dewey Decimal System.
He followed those ladies down the hall to their room, and they went in the room, and the door shut. They said the door was unlocked. How was the door to a hotel unlocked?
I wasn't latched, I think, is what they were saying.
How did he get in then?
He just pushed it open.
They'd lock automatically.
It was like it wasn't shut.
How could a door be a job?
I think. That's what I assume. But so the guy killed her. They know it because they caught him coming back to his house. His clothes are dirty from head to toe because he was digging a fucking grave.
Well, give him some credit. Best disposal of a body.
Yeah, he worked at the graveyard. Nice figuring that one out,
previously,
by the way.
He had previously worked there.
Yeah, but you know, he knew where
He went to a graveyard, found one that was dug for the next morning, dug a little deeper, put the body in there, leveled it. I mean,
pretty good.
Give him some credit.
We have to appreciate genius. We all like genius.
So they nail the guy, 25 years later or something? And he gets life, and then he says, you know, after fighting it the whole way, I didn't do it. I was here. And then all of a sudden he's convicted because you fucking did it. You know it, you asshole. And then he's like, I might know where about he is.
Yeah.
And so he takes him out there. And he's the most remorseless piece of shit. And he's going to get out when? 2020.
Yeah, because there was another error.
Get out in a couple
an
years?
Error in the plea, they said, yeah.
The fuck? Are you kidding? I can't believe how often this happens. Half the time I find myself going, boy, if that was my relative, I think I'd say, you know what? Just let them stay there. Yeah. It's not going to make a fucking difference. They're dead. Because the idea of him getting out early just makes me puke.
Didn't the judge say
fucking creep? He'll never be better. He'll be doing that shit the rest of his life. Fuck him.
I thought he did a really good job, though, trying not to be photographed at the police station when they wanted to take pictures of his scratches.
Yeah, his scratches.
They were holding him down.
That might have been besides the murder, the biggest asshole move that he did, because he just wouldn't let him
take pictures. He was handcuffed behind.
He cut his clothes off.
Yes. He was just the ballsiest, most unrepentant fucking murderer. Oh,
and who
God,
was separated at birth? Oh, boy.
I don't think he's really separated at birth.
Oh, boy.
There were some shots of the Peeping Tom. He looked a little bit like...
I'm not saying Mike wouldn't have looked at his videotapes.
He did like his dog.
Where's the upskirt section again?
He did, yeah.
I did notice there were some high heels in the Vegas shots.
Yes, there were.
And the girl said he was
For God's sake.
A wild, wild day.
God. I'm telling you, this body, I'm going to find that body cam so you can watch it at the show. It was incredible. Oh, God, the assholes they have to deal with. There was another one who was... slipping and sliding in the snow. This guy had been on a week-long meth bender.
Oh, cool.
And
he's
holding a knife, and he won't drop it, and he keeps coming at the officer. He has no shirt on. There's snow on the ground. It's like 20 degrees, and just sweat beating up all over his whole body.
That's what the meth does. He's hot. I don't blame him. I'd take my shirt off, too.
But he just keeps coming at the cop. I'm like, shoot him! Just fuck fucking put him down. And he tasers him. It does nothing. He's like, I'm on meth. That taser's and shit. And eventually, the other cop arrives.
Don't tase me, bro.
And so instead of shooting this asshole and putting this loser out of his misery, he tackles him. And the guy grabs his gun. Oh, and he won't get his hand off his gun. And then he finally gets his hand off and they take him in. But it's like, I would have shot the fucking guy.
I can't wait to watch this show.
I'd like to take a gun and shoot him through the fucking head.
It's pretty good. They had one where this guy... this dude, another guy in a meth binge. Meth binge. When I hear meth binge, I gotta see if it's there's a meth binge on any cop related show. I'm in. This guy's on a meth binge, and I forget why they want to pull him over. I think he was in trouble. He had warrants or something. So this guy just takes off, and he's driving a zillion miles an hour. And then he goes down this dirt road. And he's driving a zillion miles an hour, and the cops having trouble because if you're being chased, by the way, go down a dirt road or a gravel road because you know it leaves that big cloud and
they
can't see.
Exactly. Good point.
So he crashes, and there happens to be this garbage truck like 100 feet ahead. He just runs up there and he's like, "Get out of the truck! Get out of the truck!" And he pushes this guy out of this giant garbage truck and just takes off in it.
Whoa!
Just raging around town, this giant garbage truck.
Cool. That's what happens when you're on meth.
And then he crashes the garbage truck, and he's trying to take off from the garbage truck.
It's like South Park.
I know. It's unbelievable. Fuck.
Time to go driving.
All right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here? And hopefully everybody gets a new car for Christmas and goes to Zot Ford in Holly.
Yeah.
Jim can activate the lock trifecta.
Went great. That was fucking tits.
I'm hoping some of those... Are those Maz leases coming up soon?
They should be coming up really soon. It was about 2-3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
So hopefully we get you off to a good start out there so you and the kids don't starve.
Oh, my God. Please. Speaking of the kids, I'm glad I was here today because I got out of a pretty boring situation.
What were you trying to get out of?
There was some light show in Westland that fun. We go to every year.
You had to miss that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the kids had to see Santa.
What a stupid present.
Exactly. I was like,
so when Kate asked you, did you just say,
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
No, I was like, Drew said I had to come in today. There's nothing I can do.
It was either today or never.
Right.
Oh, you're missing those moments, Jim.
I've seen it the last fucking
what?
4 years.
No, Gemma. Gemma's is Gemma's first.
Oh, you're right. Oh. Right.
There'll be pictures. Kate will videotape
right
it.
Right, too. Yeah.
I'd rather see it on videotape.
It's not Christmas. It doesn't matter.
Just Photoshop yourself in the picture.
It'll be more magical on videotape. Trust me.
I can watch it over and over again.
So how's the Drew and Mike store doing? Are we doing any business?
Yeah, some steady business, surprisingly.
Cool.
Better. I think our pleas are going heard.
Don't forget the Amazon portal. Man, I wish we'd get just everyone in the Amazon portal. Life would be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's kicked up a bit. And donations. So.
Trudy's in tomorrow. It's a weird time of year, but somehow we're managing to get new shows off one way or another.
Might be another one, too.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You want to go right now, Elric? You piece of garbage.
Oh, that mystery.